Eternals fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Sean Mooney, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Colonels Leadoff Show right here on the Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball Network. It is a overcast day here in Cedar Rapids, but any day, as we know, is a great day for baseball. The Colonels are back home here in 2022. Finally, a nice little home reprieve for the Colonels. They'll have a 12-game homestand beginning tonight with a 6:35 p.m. start against the Lake County Captains. Colonels enter play here today with a record of 24-9. Cedar Rapids facing off the 14-18 Lake County Captains. On Sunday afternoon, Cedar Rapids second baseman Alaric Solari accounted for all six runs as the Colonels took the series finale from Peoria 6-3. Solari went 2-for-3 with three runs scored, a triple, a home run, and four RBI, while John Stankwitz earned his fifth win of the season with five innings of two-run baseball. Colonels outscored Peoria 47-12 in the six-game series while taking 5 of 6, improving to 24-9 here on the 2022 campaign. Cedar Rapids enters the series boasting the best ERA in all of professional baseball at 2.65, and they pitched to a 1.49 mark since May 3rd with just 18 earned runs over 109 innings of work. In that same span, the Colonels own a 136-26 K-to-walk ratio, a 0.85 whip, and a 174 batting average against. The Colonels have been absolutely fantastic on the mound, and yesterday they managed to get better on the mound as David Festa was promoted from Class A Fort Myers here to High A Cedar Rapids. Festa has been very, very good down in Fort Myers. He was the ace of that staff after Stankwitz was promoted here to Cedar Rapids. Now they get the next best pitcher there from Fort Myers, adding to this already loaded starting rotation. Ryan Shreve, the closer from last season for Cedar Rapids, one of the men who came out in the late innings as a leverage arm for Cedar Rapids. He was activated off the 7-day injured list yesterday. He'll make his season debut here during the series against the Lake County Captains. Shreve had a right shoulder impingement that kept him out for the first month and a half here of 2022. Cedar Rapids very excited to get the big right-hander back in their bullpen here in 2022. This is a six-game series between Cedar Rapids and Lake County. It's the first time since the two clubs played a three-game series in East Lake during the 2019 season. The Colonels took 2-3 against the Captains back in 2019 behind three strong starts by Tyler Palm, Luis Rijo, and Andrew Cabezas. Of course, Palm and Cabezas are on the staff here in 2022 for the Colonels, with Cedar Rapids being a high A affiliate now as opposed to being full season A in 2019. And Rijo is on the 60-day injured list on the Colonels roster. So we may see Luis Rijo there in 2022. But three very familiar names pitching for Cedar Rapids the last time that they took on Lake County. The Captains coming into play here today, a very good pitching staff. A 3.28 starters earned run average. Tanner Bibee getting the ball here today for the Lake County Captains. He'll be a lot of fun to watch on the hill. He can ramp that fastball up into the mid to upper 90s. Bibee squares off with Sean Mooney, a very solid right-hander in his own right for the Colonels. Mooney earned his first decision of the year with a win in his last start at Peoria, and oh boy, was Mooney ever terrific for Cedar Rapids in that start, tossing five innings of five-hit baseball, allowing a lone unearned run, no walks, and four strikeouts. Mooney has not allowed an earned run in each of his last three starts. He'll look to keep up that strong stretch here this evening in Game 1 against Lake County. We're going to step away here for a little bit, and then when we come back, we'll be chatting with the man who put together a tremendous series for Cedar Rapids in Peoria, that being Alaric Solari, the man who accounted for all six runs on Sunday, joins us next right here on the Colonels Leadoff Show.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro. He fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it! Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast. Deep left center, way back. It's gone. The Twins go to the seventh game. Touch them all, Kirby Puckett. Touch them all, Kirby Puckett.
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY, you can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch, and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by one of the hottest guys on the Colonels lineup right now, that being Alaric Solari, here on a dreary Tuesday evening in Cedar Rapids. Al, thanks for joining us. How are we doing here today?
Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Al, it was a really, really good series for you in Peoria. I want to start with that Sunday game. You account for all six runs for Cedar Rapids, four RBI, three runs scored, stolen base in there, a home run, a triple. Have you felt that locked into the plate in a while?
To be honest, I haven't felt that locked into the plate since I've gotten here, so it was good to get one of those games across my belt. I feel like lately I've been struggling at the plate, so this was a good little weekend for me to, or a good little week for me to get everything back going.
A couple of multi-hit games for you on the week, two home runs and two triples out there as well. What were you seeing at the plate? What was your approach this past week?
Trying to stay inside the ball, look middle away, react in. That was kind of the game plan going into it for me, just because I've been pulling off of the ball and kind of just grounding stuff out to the left side. So really just keeping the center field, the right field approach, and going with that.
Of course, a couple of extra base hits there for you too, both home runs, the one on Sunday. Take me through that, AB. What did you see on that pitch?
3-1 fastball, left it up and in. I just got my hands through the zone and was able to get to it. So, you know, it was a good one.
Al, when you're locked in at the plate, when you're looking for your pitch, how do you get to that pitch?
Just trying to stay short to the ball, not really trying to do too much, because I know I have pretty quick hands. So just trying to stay through it, not do too much, and elevate the ball.
I know this past week going into that series in Peoria, you switched your number to number 8. Do you think there was any magic in that number 8?
A little magic in number 8. I wore it last year in Fort Myers, so having that was kind of they kind of fired me up just knowing that I got my number changed.
Did you have a number that you wore growing up at all that you always stuck to, or was it just whatever you were given?
To be honest, I kind of rolled with 34, 21, and number 10, but just going through there, kind of just rotating those.
Al, I know you had a really, really good career at both San Jacinto North and at Tennessee. Talk to me about your development here. Share with us a little bit about just the way that you felt you've grown as a player going from junior college to the SEC and now here to pro ball.
To be honest, it's been a little change, but not really too much. Just getting into it, doing your job, and making sure you're on time and everything, really. Everything, they're going to treat you like a major leaguer, just got to kind of like go through your stuff and get it done, and I mean, do it on time, basically. But just to say the least, I would say pitching is not really that much different. I mean, I don't know, I don't want to like talk down on anybody, but the pitching isn't any different. The only thing I could say is that they do spot up way better in pro ball. They do spot up better, so.
I know everybody who's played junior college baseball, you know, they've had some sort of JUCO experience. It's a brotherhood when you play junior college ball. What were some of your favorite memories at San Jac North?
Just being around the guys. Like, we were around each other every day. When I say that, it was at least eight of us just hanging out with each other, playing the game, just hanging out. So, I mean, being able to just be in a group and, do guy stuff, I guess you could say.
Do you still stay pretty tight with your fellow volunteers from Tennessee?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm cool with all my roommates still. A lot of the guys that were on the team last year still on the team this year. So it's been a pleasure to watch them do the stuff that they're doing these past 2 years with the best college baseball team in college baseball right now. I'm going to throw that out there.
So you're telling me you still follow along what Tennessee's been doing this year, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Number one team in the country.
You'll love that from the University of Tennessee. That strong SEC conference, Al. Bringing things back here to this season for you. You've been bringing a lot of value with the glove for Cedar Rapids in a lot of different positions, playing second, playing the outfield across all three spots. How do you prepare yourself each day to be able to play four different positions out there in the field well?
Just trying to keep getting all my ground balls in so I can stay fresh in the infield. Outfield is kind of second nature for me because I've been able to play that like throughout my whole career. So just being able to get my ground balls and keep my arm in shape for that, just long tossing and getting the throwing program stuff done for it. So that's pretty much it. And I mean, whenever you're not hitting, just try to play defense whenever you're not hitting, honestly, because like I said, I've had my struggles throughout the season, and I've tried to stay up on the defensive side. So that's kind of been my go-to right now.
Has second base kind of been a new position for you here these last couple of years?
Yes, it has been. I had just got moved to infield when I got drafted by the Twins, but I had played kind of throughout my career also.
Al, looking at the rest of the way here for Cedar Rapids, the weather's warming up, things are looking pretty good for the Colonels. Talk to me about the energy of this club right now, what it's like to be around this team, winning so many games, and so many guys that you've had experience with in Fort Myers too.
Like I said, Colonels are hot right now. it's nobody, I feel like, in the Midwest Division that can hang with us at the moment just because of the type of bond we do have. Like, all the guys are kind of, like, clicking with each other whenever we're in the locker room, whether it's just talking, playing the game, going out to get food, whatever it is. Kind of just feel like we have a bond that a lot of people don't have right now in the locker room. So just got to keep that going, keep the momentum going, and stay hot.
All right, Al, one last question for you here. What are some big keys that you're looking at here the rest of the way for some success personally for you?
Like I said, just trying to play some good defense if the hitting isn't going to be there. And then four hitting, just trying to stay short through the ball, look to the right side of the field, and keep going from there. Help the team out any way I can. That's about it.
Al, thanks so much for your time here today, and best of luck to you tonight against Lake County.
Will do. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonel's Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo.
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! Have fun!
Big thank you to Cedar Rapids Colonels utility man Alex Soleri for joining us here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. It is time to meet your starting lineups here tonight for the game one of a six-game set here at Veterans Memorial Stadium between the Lake County Captains and your Cedar Rapids Colonels. First off, for the Lake County Captains, leading off at short will be Christian Cairo with Joe Naranjo at first base. John Kenzie Noel will bat third at third. Petey Halpin is the right fielder. Angel Martinez will bat fifth today at second. Jonathan Rodriguez in left. Raynel Delgado DHs today, hitting sixth, with Mike Amditas behind the plate and Connor Cox in center, rounding out that starting nine. Again for Lake County, Cairo, Naranjo, Noel, Halpin, Martinez, Rodriguez, Delgado, Amditas, and Cox. On the mound for the Lake County Captains is the right-hander Tanner Bailey. The right-hander this season is 0-1 with a 1.25 earned run average. Bailey doesn't walk many. 21 and two-thirds innings of work, just four walks and 36 strikeouts for Bailey, the right-hander out of Cal State Fullerton, getting the ball here today for Lake County. Starting nine for Cedar Rapids is Anthony Prado leading off at second, with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third. Aaron Sabato will hit third today at first, with Jair Camargo behind the plate. Seth Gray DHs with Jefferson Morales in left. Alex Soleri hits seventh in center. Then Wander Javier at short, and Willie Joe Geary Jr. in right. Again for the Colonels, Prado, Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato, Camargo, Gray, Morales, Soleri, Javier, and Geary Jr. Sean Mooney gets the ball today for Cedar Rapids. He's 1-0 with a 1.29 ERA. Mooney has been fantastic this season for the Colonels. No earned runs in each of his last three starts. See how Mooney looks here today as he gets the ball for the Colonels in game one of the six-game set. Cedar Rapids and Lake County coming up here shortly on the Colonels Baseball Network as well as MILB TV. Before that, though, we'll get you to Jair Camargo, who joins us to chat about his red-hot month of May as well as this tremendous Colonels start with the pitching staff that they've had here in the month of May.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by Cedar Rapids catcher Jair Camargo, back here in Cedar Rapids for a two-week homestand. Jair, how are we doing here today?
Good, man. Thanks for having me again. Just great. Going back to the good weather, you know, it's going to make it special.
It's been a really nice week of weather we had in Peoria back in the 80s. Kind of skipped the 80s and went straight to the 90s last week. How did the body respond to playing in that warm weather again?
It was good. Thanks God I only had the chance to play at night, so that's kind of good, you know. It's tough when you just go out from the cold and to the hot. But, I mean, everyone's safe, you know, healthy, so we're just ready to go to keep balling and just playing hard.
You've certainly been balling out at the plate for Cedar Rapids here in the month of May, hitting well over 330, a couple home runs, plenty of RBI as well. How are you feeling right now when you step into the box?
Good, man. Just keep trusting God, keep trusting my eyes, trusting the player that I've become so far, and just going out there, keeping my plan and my approach simple, but knowing what I want to do on the plate, just trying to look for my pitch and just trust all the work that I've been putting in the cages and just grinding, you know.
What do you think has been most effective for you when you step into the box here in 2022?
Right now, it's like I've been trusting my work and just keeping my approach and my plan simple and trying to hit the ball, just hit the ball forward, you know. I know I can hit the ball hard, so it's basically now I'm just trying to hit the ball back to the middle and just look where the pitch is at, and then just driving the ball back to the middle and hitting the ball hard.
You've been a big part of a lineup that has been very, very good for Cedar Rapids. In Peoria, the Colonels outscored the Chiefs 47-12. You're a big part of that in the middle of the order. Talk to me what you see as a player in this lineup. What's worked for these guys 1-9 to keep scoring runs?
I think for us right now is that we're sharing all the things that we see in the game, you know. we've been sharing about the pitchers, the starting pitchers, the relievers, okay, like as a hitter, it's like, hey, like this pitch is doing this, or it's okay, maybe the report said he's doing this, but that the pitch is not moving that much, or stuff like that. And as a hitter, you know, it's good when you have like those kind of teammates, when you share all the thoughts and what's going on, it's easier for you to set your plan, you know, and we've been putting balls in play. We know that when you put balls in play, like something can happen. When you get on base, something can happen, and that's what we're doing, you know, playing the little game, trying to bring the runs, trying to get on base, and that's giving results for us so far.
Of course, Jair, in order to win games, along with scoring runs, you have to prevent runs, and that's exactly what Cedar Rapids has done. The pitching staff is an ERA below 1.50 since May 3rd. You, of course, handle the staff on a daily basis. You catch them about 3-4 times a week. In your eyes, what's working best for this group of pitchers?
We're trying to get ahead on the hitters, and we're just trying to, like, throw and step over, like, trying to get strikeouts right away. What we're trying to just get early in count, and right after that, it's as soon as we get a strike one, we try to go for strike two. If we get ahead in the count, 2-1-2, we try to punch them. If not, okay, let's get a ground ball and let's just save pitches and that's all, you know. We trust in our players, and that's what we're trying to do, you know, trying to get our early in hand, trying to get strikeouts right away when you get two strikes. And you know, if you're a good type of hitter that you put the ball in play, okay, just do it right away.
Jair, one of the big pieces as well is just the lack of walks, the staff issues. You mentioned getting ahead of hitters has been key. Cedar Rapids walks the fewest hitters in all of minor league baseball entering today's game at under 2.8 walks per nine. Do you take some credit for that with some strike stealing behind the plate?
I mean, I just got to do my job, you know. I call the pitches, and if I see some pitch closer, you know, just try to move it. But yeah, what you said, like all the credits are for the pitchers. They are like trusting the numbers that all our catchers are putting down. We're following the plan. We're doing our reports, and we just try to put the right numbers down, and they just trust us. And as a catcher, it's easier for you when you got a pitcher that trusts you, and we got a tempo going instead of, you know, like trying to figure out what he wants or stuff like that. I think all our catchers are doing a great job, and we're just trying, as I said, we're just trying to get ahead, and you know, we're trying to save that. You know, walks are coming, they're gonna come, you know, but if you can save, the way you can save is just trying to get early and ahead.
Of course, you have a pretty good catching coach as well on this roster with Jairo Rodriguez, who spent almost a decade as a catcher across a lot of different levels of minor league baseball. What sort of things does he help this catching group out with as a coach?
It's fun, you know. We got a lot of information right now, and just sharing, you know, all the things that he used to do when he played, and with the new teams, you know, game has changed so much. Now that probably like 10 years ago wasn't like that, but it will be the same game. You gotta throw the ball. You gotta run 90 feet on the bases. You gotta hit the ball forward. You gotta throw strikes. You gotta, you know, take balls when you're hitting. But at the end of the day, it's just the same game, you know. Trying to stay in the plate. As I said, like getting early in the hand, you know, pitchers that are close that maybe you can trick the umpire, you do it. If not, you know, it will be a ball. We're not trying to like make strikes look like a ball. And that's the big thing, you know, when you keep a strike in the strike zone, that's all of the game. What matters, you know.
Sean Mooney is on the mound for you here today, Jair. You and he will be working together. And the last time that he started, he really pounded the strike zone. A career-high strike rate for Sean Mooney in his last start. What are some things that you're looking to do with him here today against Lake County?
Just the same, just trusting his abilities. He can throw the ball. He throw the ball hard. And he got really good secondary pitches. So we're just going to try to get ahead on the hitters and, you know, strike one, strike two, and then we try to strike them out. And if we get, you know, into deep counts, okay, let me see how hard you can hit the ball. But I'm pretty sure you won't hit it hard. I trust my pitcher. I trust the stuff that he got. He's going to play pretty well, and hopefully he's going to be a good night.
Jair, you're playing Lake County here today, and the Colonels are playing Lake County for the first time since 2019. Now, that year you weren't with Lake County, but you played them quite a bit out in the East Division of the Midwest League. Talk to me about the growth as a player that you've seen from yourself from 2019 in the Dodgers system to where you are now here in the Twin system in 22.
It's totally different, you know. I like the Dodgers, but I like this team too, where they told you, okay, this is who you are, and this is what you gotta do to get to the big leagues. Let's get it stronger on the good things that you have, and the weakness, let's work on it. And that's what the Twins have done with me, and I like it. You know, I'm 2019, I would say that I wasn't the same catcher that I am today, and I'm proud of myself of that, and I'm very thankful with the Twins catching coordinators and Tucker Fowler, I mean, Jairo Rodriguez, and all those guys that have been putting the work with me, and thanks God, the results are going pretty well. And Lake County, they got a really good organization. They are kind of the same as the Twins. We got good, really good players too. And you know, for them right now, it's like they put the ball in play. They can run. They got a couple hitters that they can hit the ball hard. They got a pretty good pitching staff. We just try to stay with our plans, our focus, and try to cover our strengths. And that's what's going to give us the winning piece.
Well, Jair, thank you so much for your time here today. Best of luck to you here today against Lake County, and a great night here tonight.
Thanks, man. Thanks for everyone. Hopefully you guys come to the ballpark now. It's a really good weather. Hopefully we can see more fans in the stairs, and you know, let's try to have a good game.
Thanks, Jair.
Thank you.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels open up a six-game home series here with the Lake County Captains and a 12-game home stand here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels and the Captains going toe-to-toe here tonight. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 p.m. The Colonels are red hot. They have won 10 of their last 11. They are 24-9 on the season. Lake County at 14-18. Two great pitching staffs going toe-to-toe here tonight. And all the way through in this series, it's going to be a lot of fun. Mooney, Bibee, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network and MILB TV. We'll step away when we come back. The national anthem here in Cedar Rapids, as well as first pitch right here on your home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Cedar Memorial is honored to sponsor the community engagement are just two elements of Cedar Memorial's devotion to service. We thank all who have served our nation and our community. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand, remove your hats, and join Cedar Memorial and the Colonels as we sing our national anthem.
And now join us as we honor America with our national anthem, which is being performed for us tonight by Zach Wagner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Sean Mooney, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels return home here tonight to Veterans Memorial Stadium to open up a 12-game homestand. Up first, a 6-game set with the Lake County Captains. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball right here on the Colonels Baseball Network, as well as streaming live on MILB TV. Sean Mooney gets the ball today for Cedar Rapids as the Colonels open up the 6-game series at home against the Lake County Captains. Cedar Rapids is 24-9 here on the season. Lake County at 14-18. Sean Mooney this season 1-0 with a 1.29 ERA. Here's the starting lineup tonight for the Lake County Captains that Mooney and the Colonels will face. Leading off at short will be Christian Cairo with Joe Naranjo at first base. John Kenzie Noel will bat third at third with Petey Halpin in right. Angel Martinez hits fifth at second with Jonathan Rodriguez in left. Raynell Delgado DHs, Mike Amditas is behind the plate, and Connor Cox rounds out the starting nine in center. Again, for the Captains, Cairo, Naranjo, Noel, Halpin, Martinez, Rodriguez, Delgado, Amditas, and Cox. Sean Mooney on the bump for his sixth start here of 2022. 5 appearances so far, 21 innings, just 14 hits allowed for Mooney. He has struck out 25 and walked just 12. A 1.29 ERA for Mooney. He has not allowed an earned run in each of his last 3 starts. Mooney and the Colonels in their home whites with the navy blue caps. The Lake County Captains in their own grays here tonight. The play ball sign given by Nate Diedrich. Mooney comes set. He kicks and goes. We're underway here at Veterans Memorial Stadium as Mooney misses high and outside on Christian Cairo. Cairo back after a brief spell. Out of the lineup for the Lake County Captains, there's ball two upstairs from Mooney to Cairo. Cairo held out for a bit in concussion protocol. Back in the lineup tonight here, though. 5-for-58 on the season. 6 runs batted in. There's strike one on the inside edge. Cairo does a good job of drawing walks, getting on base at a .293 clip. He's drawn 14 walks in 19 games played. Close stance for the right-handed hitter. Mooney kicks and kneels here on the 2-1. There's the slider over for strike two. Catching that outside edge there on the 82-mile-an-hour slider. Mooney gets a lot of movement on that slide piece. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the way from Sean Mooney here to Christian Cairo. And Cairo calls time. Overcast skies here tonight in Cedar Rapids. The Colonels red hot. They just took 5 of 6. Against the Peoria Chiefs on the road. 2-2, half swing, sit down. Mooney opens up his ball game with a strikeout on that slider for out number one here in the first. Sean Mooney with his first strikeout here of the day. The defense for Cedar Rapids in the outfield left to right, Morales, Soleri, and Gary Jr. Encarnacion Strand is at third with Aaron Sabato at first. Wander Javier is the shortstop with Anthony Prado at second. And Jair Camargo doing the catching today, handling the right-hander, Sean Mooney. Mooney here from the stretch. His first offering to Joe Naranjo. Misses outside, 1-0. Naranjo this season batting .221. .326 average, the open stance for the left-handed hitter. Swings and fouls one in and out of the mid of Jair Camargo. Fun 2 weeks of baseball here in Cedar Rapids await us. It's a 2-week homestand for the Colonels. Beginning today, the 1-1. Changeup just misses outside now. 2 balls and a strike here on Naranjo. Now, Mooney will walk a few batters. 12 walks in 21 innings of work this season. He did not walk any in his last outing. It's a big key to his success. 2-1, Naranjo gets underneath of this, skies it out to right. Here comes Willie Joe to his right. He's called off by Soleri, who will make the grab in that right center field alley for out number two. Alex Soleri drawing the start in center today for Cedar Rapids. So no Will Holland out there in center. Here comes a dangerous John Kenzie Noel. 9 home runs on the season for the big right-handed bopper. Over his last five games, Noel is hitting .375, with an OPS of nearly 1,500. One double and three home runs in his last five games. First offering here to Noel is a strike on the outside corner, 94 there for Mooney. Johnkenzie Noel with nine home runs, 20 runs batted in this year. Rests the bat on his right shoulder, digging his left toe into the batter's box. 0-1, busted his bat on an inner half fastball and rolls it foul. Count goes to 0-2 here on Johnkenzie as he'll have to get a new baseball bat. It's a tough way to start out the road trip. First swing, you break a bat. Mooney and the Colonels opening up a 12-game homestand. Six here at home against Lake County, and then an off day on Monday before a six-game set with Wisconsin. Lake County coming in four games below 500. The Colonels are at a season-best 15 games above 500. 24-9 are the Colonels, 14-18 Lake County. 0-2 here on the way from the Colonels' right-hander, Sean Mooney. He kicks and deals. Reached down on and lifted out towards shallow center field. Back on it is Prado. He calls for it, and then Soleri calls him off, coming in and making the grab for out number three. Sean Mooney goes three up, three down in the first. When we come back, the starting lineup for Cedar Rapids. Home half of one, no score here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, girls, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
To the home half of one we go here on the Colonels Baseball Network, as well as streaming live on MILB TV. Tanner Bibee on the mound today for Lake County. Here's the starting nine that Cedar Rapids will trot out there. Anthony Prado leading off at second, with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third. Aaron Sabato bats third at first base today, with Jair Camargo behind the plate. Seth Gray DHs, Jefferson Morales is in left. Alex Soleri in center, Wander Javier at short, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. in right. Rounding out that starting nine here today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Again, Prado, Encarnacion, Strand, Sabato, Camargo, Gray, Morales, Soleri, Javier, and Gary Jr. Tanner Bibee on the hump today for the Lake County Captains. This season, Bibee 0-1 with a 1.25 ERA. Five games started, 21 and two-thirds innings. He's walked just four while striking out 36. There are Cal State Fullerton-esque numbers for the right-hander as Bibee kicks and goes and fouls it away. Here does Prado. 0-1 the count here from Bibee. Fastball curve, a slider, and a changeup for Bibee. 23 years of age from Mission Viejo, California. 0-1 from Bibee here to Prado. Anthony looks at ball one downstairs. They're at 82 miles an hour from Bibee. Last time out, Bibee struck out 10, walking none over five innings of work. Three hits, one run. One ball and one strike. Here to Prado, who strike two on the outside edge at 96 miles an hour. Prado this year for the Colonels hitting .273, four doubles, a couple of triples, and five home runs. Leads the Midwest League with 30 runs scored. 1-2 misses off the plate, and 97 there from Bibee. Count runs even here at 2-2. The right-handed hitting Anthony Prado out of UConn. Bibee peering in over his glove. Gives a nod, he'll kick and deal. Wave and a miss. Down goes Prado for the first down of the inning. A good slider there at 84. Strikes out the Colonel's leadoff man, Christian Encarnacio Strand, who's named the Colonel's April Player of the Month by General Manager Scott Wilson in a pregame ceremony today. He'll step in the defense today for Lake County in the outfield left to right, Rodriguez, Cox, and Halpin. Noel and Naranjo at third and first, Cairo at short, Martinez at second, and Mdidis handling the right-hander, Bybee. Strike one at the letters to Encarnacio Strand, 97. They're from the right-hander, Bybee. Bybee gives a nod. Now he'll kick and go on the 0-1. Curveball lifted out towards left field. To his left is Rodriguez moving back to the track, and he'll make the grab. They're in deep left field for out number two. Encarnacion Strand just getting the end of the bat out on that breaking ball, and you saw his raw power there, able to still send that ball out very far. Aaron Sabato now here for Cedar Rapids. Sabato with four doubles, four home runs. He's driven in 19 this year. First-round pick out of North Carolina. Stepping in here to face Bybee. First pitch is a fastball just off the plate. 1-0 here to Aaron Sabato. Colonels have had a lot of success lately. Right-hander Bybee ready here on the 1-0. Off the plate now, 2-0 to Aaron Sabato. Cedar Rapids has won 9 of their last 11 games. They outscored Peoria 47-12 last week in that 6-game road trip. Two balls and no strikes. Bybee gets a sign from Mdidis. He'll kick and go. Sabato looks at ball 3 downstairs. Dangerous spot to be in here on Sabato. He's got a ton of power. 19 home runs last year for Sabato across two levels between Fort Myers and Cedar Rapids. 3-0 from Bybee. And Sabato looks at strike one at the letters. 96 on that fastball from Tanner Bybee. Three balls and a strike. Here to Sabato. A good hitter's count with Jair Camargo on deck. Sabato fouls this away now, 3-2. Camargo in the on-deck circle for the Colonels. He's been having a tremendous month of May. You'd love to have him bat with a man on early in this ballgame. Bybee ready. Here from the full, he kicks and kneels. Sabato fouls it back. Bybee, fifth-round pick back in 2021. Number 156 overall by the Cleveland Guardians. Payoff pitch on the way here from Bybee to Sabato. Ball four outside, and Sabato draws a walk. The two down, the Colonels will have a man on base for Jair Camargo, who's been swinging a very good stick here in 2022. Here in the month of May, Camargo is slashing .343, .361, .514 for an .875 OPS. Two home runs for Camargo here in the month of May, 5 runs batted in. All in all this year, Camargo tied for the team lead with 5 home runs. He, Prado, and Encarnacion Strand each with 5 home runs. First pitch here on the way to Camargo. Taken down low for ball one. Bybee had a very good 4-year career at Cal State Fullerton. In classic Cal State Fullerton starter fashion, threw a lot of innings, didn't walk many. Pretty solid K-to-walk numbers for Bybee at Fullerton. Sabato on first after the walk. Here's the 1-0. Camargo lays off the fastball low and away. Now 2-0. Bybee will throw out that baseball. He wants a new one. Jair Camargo stepping back in here for the Colonels, facing a 2-0 pitch from Bybee. 2021, Bybee went 7-6, a 3.61 ERA. 89 and two-thirds at Fullerton, just 21 walks. Camargo with the ground ball right side and pass to diving Martinez into right field. It's a base hit for Jair Camargo. Colonels have two men on here with two down, and now Seth Gray will bat. Martinez moving to his left. He trying to reel that one in with a dime. Camargo stays hot, and with that base hit, extends his hitting streak now to 11 games for Cedar Rapids. That is a season-high 11-game hit streak for any Colonel. Two men are out there now for Seth Gray. DHing today for Cedar Rapids, Gray boasting a .250 average. Five doubles, two home runs. He's driven in 13. He'll play back over at first base. And now Gray laces a ball down the left field line and in for a base hit. That'll roll for a bit. Sabato around third. Camargo will be held at third as Aaron Sabato crosses home. It's an RBI double here off the bat of Seth Gray. And very early, the Cedar Rapids Colonels take the lead 1-0 here on Lake County. Sabato scoring on that Gray RBI double. For Seth, it's his sixth double of the season. Beautiful swing, stroking that ball the other way. Double number six for Seth Gray, RBI number 14. Now Jefferson Morales here for Cedar Rapids. Morales batting .244. But here in the month of May, Morales has been stellar. And now an early pitching mound visit. Caleb Longshore will pop out of the captain's dugout. Go chat with his right-hander, Bybee. So far, Bybee has thrown 18 pitches. He's allowed two hits, one walk, and one run here in the first. So a pretty big spot here early on. Morales here in the month of May is hitting .324 and .940 OPS in the month. He's driven in 10 runs in the month of May. That base hit for Camargo, extending his hitting streak to 11 games. Then Seth Gray with the RBI double. Those two-out walks always find a way to come back and bite you. Meeting on the mound is over here for Longshore and Bybee. Jefferson Morales here for Cedar Rapids, digging in with two men out there in scoring position. This year with runners out there, Morales is 2-for-18. Struggling a little bit with runners in scoring position, a .111 average. They'll appeal to third just to make sure that Sabato touched third. And, boy, they must have said Sabato didn't touch third base. Bybee threw over to third, and Noel, with his foot on the bag, Dinkelman coming out to argue here with the home plate umpire, Nate Diedrich. That is a big call. Because I believe, does that eliminate the run? I'm not 100% certain. What happens here? Sabato must have missed the third base bag, I guess, here on the play. Now Seth Gray is starting a discussion here with the base umpire, Ken Jackson. Jairo Rodriguez will walk Gray over towards the first base dugout. So that is something that we haven't seen in a while. Bybee tossed over to third base, and I guess Sabato never touched the bag. That's what I'm assuming happened there. So no run for the Colonels. Sabato is out, and I don't know what that does to Gray's double, but regardless, the inning is over. No score here through one. We'll be back in a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
A crazy ending there to the home half of the first inning, as Petey Halpin will step in to lead things off here in the top half of the second. So as it was ruled, Aaron Sabato never touched third base, evidently. As he rounded third, the captains appealed, and they got the out. The first offering here to Halpin sent down the left field line. Morales into the corner and makes the catch. They're down that line in foul territory for out number one. So one down now here in the second inning for Sean Mooney and the Colonels. No score. here on the Colonels Baseball Network. I honestly haven't seen a play like that in a long time where a team successfully appeals to third. Here's Angel Martinez for the Lake County Captains, the second baseman, digging into the batter's box. Martinez hitting 288 this season. He looks at strike one at the knees there from Sean Mooney. 0-1 here from the Colonel's right-hander, Mooney. 14 pitches in, 10 strikes. It's ball one off the plate. Sure, we'll get an official check-in with our official scorer, Steve Meyer, here in a bit. I wonder if Gray still gets credited for a double on that last play in the first inning. Ball two misses downstairs from Mooney to Martinez. On hell this season, reaching base at a 387 clip, an 825 OPS. Two balls, one strike, wave and a miss there for Martinez. Now the count running to 2-2. Good fastball there at 91 for Mooney. Again, that was a weird sequence. After the mound visit, the captains appealed to third. There's a ball lined towards the left side and through the vacated hole with the Colonel shifting to the left for Martinez. He wants second now, is fumbling with it in left is Jefferson Morales, and in safely at second with a feet first slide is Angel Martinez. See if that gets scored as a double for Martinez as he'll be in feet first there at second. Man in scoring position here on the first base here of the day for Lake County. Jonathan Rodriguez will bat here for the Lake County Captains. Rodriguez a 247 average this season. A couple of home runs, a couple of doubles, and two triples as well for Rodriguez. Six extra base hits this year. Nine runs batted in. Mooney here from the belt. Look back, kick and go, well outside. 1-0 here to Rodriguez, starting him off with that slider. Right-hander Mooney here from the stretch on the 1-0. Up high, missing for ball two. A snap throw back to second. Prado tries to get the tag on, but it's just late. They're on the heel of Martinez. He's back in safely. 2-0 the count now here on Jonathan Rodriguez. Right-handed bat from Puerto Rico. There's strike one on the inside corner from Mooney. 91 on that fastball. Angel Martinez out there at second for Lake County. Jonathan Rodriguez digging in. Four for his last 17. He hits a sharp one-hopper, gobbled up by Prado. He'll throw to first in time for out number two. Is scampering to third on the play is Angel Martinez. 4-3 on that sharp grounder, 110 off the bat. Therefore, Rodriguez, a good play by Prado to get an out on it. Martinez advances to third, and now with two down, Raynel Delgado will bat here for Lake County. Delgado this season, a 259 average. Eight runs batted in for Raynel. First offering. Called strike one on the outside edge, 92 there from Mooney. Delgado a switch hitter, batting from the left side of the plate. Havana, Cuba, drafted in the sixth round of the 2018 draft by Cleveland. 0-1 inside at 92, now one ball and one strike. Delgado prepped at Calvary Christian Academy in Fort Lauderdale. One ball and one strike here from Mooney. Ball lifted out towards left center field. Back on it, though, is Morales. He's got a read, and he'll make the squeeze for out number three. As we move along to the home half of two, Cedar Rapids and Lake County, no score here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Morales, Soleri, and Javier when we come back.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work. the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hola fanáticos, soy Jefferson y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Ready to go here in the home half of the second inning. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Lake County Captains are scoreless here in the home half of two. Jefferson Morales digging in for Cedar Rapids. Morales, Soleri, and Javier for the Colonels here in the second against the right-hander Tanner Bibee. First offering here, a called strike one on the inside edge. 0-1 from the right-hander Bibee. Morales having an outstanding month of May. An OPS of 940 here in the month. The 0-1 fouled off here by Jefferson as the count runs to 0-2. Morales has driven in 10 runs this year in the month of May. A very productive second month of 2022. Bibee kicks and goes. The 0-2, Morales pops us up into shallow right field, maybe into the infield dirt, tracks Martinez, and he'll make the play for out number one. Morales pops out for the first out here of the second inning. And now Alaric Soleri, red-hot Alaric Soleri, will step in here for the Colonels. Soleri, 4 for his last 7. He had an outstanding game on Sunday where he accounted for all 6 of the Colonels' runs. He drove in 4, scored 3 times. One of those runs he drove in was himself. Strike one of the inner half of the plate on a slider from Bibee. No balls and one strike here to Alaric Soleri. Wave and a miss at a fastball there at 95. Soleri went 2 for 3 on Sunday with a two-run triple and a two-run home run for Soleri. He'll step in ready here for the 0-2 from Tanner Bibee. Right-hander kicks and goes. Up high, ball one. Al sat down and chatted with us prior to the game here today, talking about looking to use the right side of the field more. Been pulling the ball quite a bit this year, the 1-2. Wave and a miss there, a very good curveball for out number two. Bibee with another strikeout. Right-hander has now punched out 2 Colonels. He struck out Prado to open up the ball game. And here's Wander Javier. Javier, the right-handed batter from Borneo in the Dominican Republic. Standing 6-1 in the box. Tall shortstop. First offering here from Bibee. Wander swings through a curveball. Therefore, strike one. Good depth to that hook for the right-hander Bibee. Looking to work a clean second. He got into some trouble in the first. A two-out walk, then a single for Camargo. Javier takes a breaking ball down and away for ball one. They're on that slider from Bibee. 2-out walk issued to Sabato, then Camargo singled. Seth Gray laced a double down the left field line. 1-1, Bibee here to Wander Javier. Called strike 2 of the letters. And 95 there to Wander. Thought it was maybe outside. 1-2 on the way here from the right-hander, Tanner Bibee. Called strike 3 on the outside edge, and Bibee is through a 3-up, 3-down second, up to 3 strikeouts on the day with a pair here in the frame. We go to the third, Amditas, Cox, and Cairo. 8-9 at top for Lake County in a scoreless ballgame.
They say consistency is the key to success.
they weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
We move along to the top half of the third here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Mike Amdidas, Connor Cox, and Christian Cairo face the Cedar Rapids right-hander Sean Mooney. Colonels righty so far through two scoreless innings of work. First offering to the right-handed batting Amdidas misses down and outside for ball one. Amdidas this year hitting below 100, 334 OPS. 1-0 to the right-handed bat, well off the plate on a fastball at 91 now. 2-0 here from Sean Mooney. Amdidas this season is 3-for-35. He's drawn six walks. We're an on-base percentage of 220. 2-0 popped him up behind home plate. Jair tosses the mask, looking for it, moving towards the netting, and makes a nice basket catch as he collides with the net for out number one. What a play there by Jair Camargo, making a basket catch, kind of trapping that ball up against his chest protector for out number one. It's a very difficult play for a catcher when you're tracking that ball back towards the netting behind home plate just to get there. To find the ball, to get there, know that you're not going to run into the net, and then still run into the net after you make the catch. Connor Cox now, the right-handed bat, fouls the first offering away, 0-1. And a crack off of one of the sweet windows to our right. Cox this year hitting 211. Swinging a pretty good stick lately, though. 5 for his last 13. Good presence out of the 9 spot for the captains. 0-1, just missing outside at 93. Now 1 ball and a strike from Sean Mooney. The base coaches for the captains. Greg DiCenzo, the manager, is at third with Jan Rivera, the bench coach, over in the first base coaching box. 1-1 off the plate on a slider, and in fact, off the mitt of Camargo, too. And then I'll roll to the backstop. John Teague after that baseball. 2 balls and a strike here for Mooney to Cox. Right-handed hitter holding a 211 average overall on the year. 8 runs scored, one run batted in. Strike two on the inside edge. Mooney coming back with that slider on the inside corner. Looking for a strikeout here at Cox. Mooney with one punch out so far today. Here comes a 2-2. Fouled in and out of the mid of Camargo. Keeps the count at 2-2. Good slider there from Sean. Fastball velocity has settled into the 91-92 range for Mooney here in the ball game. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right-hander with a breath. No kick and fire. Slider lifted out towards left field. Morales has a read to his left. One step in, then one to his right. He'll make the grab for out number two. Mooney doing its job and getting outs here for the Colonels. Working around a lone hit here today for the captains.
Shortstop number 11, Christian Cairo.
Christian Cairo now will step in. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Mooney with a glove at the belt is ready. He'll kick and deal. There's ball one just low on Christian Cairo. Mooney here from the stretch. Glove up near the letters. He's ready on the 1-0. There's strike one on the edge. Finding that outside corner on Christian Cairo. One ball, one strike, two away here in the top half of the third. Mooney 36 pitches in, 22 for strikes. There's strike two on the edge at 92. Really nice spot there for Mooney. Cairo struck out swinging in his first AB. Quickly, he's down 1-2. Give it two away in the third. Mooney gets the sign he wants. Here he goes on the one ball, two strike offer. Off the plate on a slider at 80. Count runs even here at 2-2. We'll have a look around the rest of the Midwest League in just a bit. Two balls and two strikes. Mooney ready here on Christian Cairo. Right-hander rocks and deals. Half swing, yes he did. Another punch out here for Sean Mooney. This one ends the third as we move along to the home half of three. Gary Jr., Prado, and Encarnacion Strand for the Colonels. No score here through 2.5.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Willie Joe Gary Jr. will step in to lead off the home half of the third inning. No score here between the Colonels and the Lake County Captain. First offering is a strike on the outside corner to Willie Joe Gary Jr. So there is an official scorer's change, an updated decision on that first inning base running snafu that the Colonels had. And cutting a miss there for Willie Joe at a changeup at 84 now, 0-2 the count here from Tanner Bybee. Gary Jr. digging in, facing a no ball, two strike offering here from the right-hander Tanner Bybee. Curveball, called a strike on the outside edge. The count actually 1-1 there. Willie Joe, as now the count goes to 1-2. Bybee ready here on the 1-2. He kicks and goes. Downstairs now, 2-2. So Seth Gray actually won't get credited with a double or a hit for that matter. It goes as a fielder's choice for Seth Gray, which does make sense. Sabato never touched third. He was going from second. Two balls and two strikes from Bybee to Willie Joe. Gary sends a ball very high out towards left field. Moving back is Rodriguez. He's looking up. Bombs away. Willie Joe Gary Jr. puts the Colonels on the board here in the third with a solo home run out to left, and it's 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Home run number one of the season for Willie Joe. That ball was crushed the other way. 360 feet. 92 off the bat on a fastball that was elevated at 95. Willie Joe going the other way and making it 1-0 Colonels. In the home half of three, Anthony Prado now for Cedar Rapids. He'll step in to face the right-hander Bybee. First pitch breaking ball, low and outside on the curve at 75, 1-0.
Bybee peering in here, looking for a sign from Amdidas. Willie Joe with his first home run of the season. 1-0 laced foul, straight back here by Prado. Now one ball and one strike. Of the currently active Colonels, now every single Cedar Rapids Colonel has a home run this year, at least one. One ball and a strike from Bybee to Prado. Anthony fouls this away, now 1-2. Kyler Fedko homered in his first game as a Colonel last week. And now Willie Joe with another extra base hit. How about 10 extra base hits for Willie Joe? Seven doubles, two triples, and a home run this season. One ball and two strikes. Bybee here to Prado. Now Anthony pops this up right side. Back on it is Naranjo. He'll get underneath and make the catch for out number one. Willie Joe leading off this inning with that solo home run. Here is Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Third baseman, number 43.
Dangerous right-handed hitter for Cedar Rapids. This season, when the Colonels score first, they have been pretty darn solid. First offering on the way to Encarnacion Strand is a ball outside on a fastball there at 96. At home, when they score first, Cedar Rapids is 5-1. They're 17-5 overall this year when they score first. 1-0 here from Bybee. Now Encarnacion Strand rockets a ball foul. Count goes to 1-1. Fastball over the outer half of the plate. Two California products going toe-to-toe here. Encarnacion Strand against Tanner Bybee. One ball and a strike. Christian fouls this off the catcher, Amdidas. Count goes to 1-2. Encarnacion Strand is from Pleasant Hill, California. Bybee from Mission Viejo. One ball and two strikes. Bybee at the ready here against Encarnacion Strand. He'll kick and go. Wave and a miss at a high fastball. Down goes Strand, choosing 97. Up and out of the zone there from Bybee. Now Aaron Sabato. Four strikeouts for Tanner Bybee through two-thirds innings of work. Bybee goes, grabs some grip help from the rosin bags. He'll toss it back on the ground. And now he's ready to work here on Aaron Sabato. First pitch breaking ball over for strike one on the outside corner. Sabato drew a walk and then was forced out at third after never touching third base. At least that was how it was ruled by Nate Diedrich. No balls and a strike. Sabato lays off 96, well off the plate, now 1-1. Two hits today for the Colonels, the second of which being that Willie Joe Gary Jr. solo home run. Making it 1-0 Cedar Rapids, one ball and one strike here from Bybee. Sabato takes a change up there at the knees at 85, now 1-2. Of all the pitches that Sabato was expecting, I don't know if he was figuring on a 1-1 change up there at the knees from Bybee. One ball and two strikes. Sabato sends a ball out towards deep right field. This is pushing Halpin back towards the wall, and he'll make the catch in front of the cost cutter sign for out number three. 101 miles an hour off the bat of Sabato, but maybe hit with just a bit too much topspin. We'll move along to the top half of four. The Colonels lead through three, 1-0 Cedar Rapids.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
1-0 Cedar Rapids as we move along here to the top half of the fourth. Sean Mooney to face Joe Naranjo in the top half of four for the Colonels. One run on two hits, no errors and two left on. Lake County, no runs on a hit, no errors and one man left aboard. Mooney misses outside here to Joe Naranjo. 0-for-1 with a flyout here today. Willie Joe Gary Jr. with a solo home run in the last half inning to put the Colonels up 1-0. Just off the plate there at 91, now 2-0 from Mooney to Naranjo. Naranjo an 815 OPS this year, 221 average. Right-hander Mooney ready on the 2-0. Off the plate now, 3-0. Couldn't get Naranjo to chase that 2-0 changeup. Mooney ready, bring the glove up to the letters. Kick and Neal on the 3-0. Called strike one on the inside edge. Comeback fastball there at 91. Around the Midwest League, West Michigan and Fort Wayne are tied at 4 in the home half of 7. Dayton up 5-1 on Quad Cities. Home half of 5 in Dayton. The 3-1 way inside. Put Naranjo on with a walk. So man reaches here to open up the fourth inning for the Lake County Captains.
Third baseman number 29.
John Kenzie Noel will step in. Noel, a dangerous hitter with men on. His power gives him a lot of presence there in the right-handed batter's box. 9 home runs this season. He takes a big swing at the first pitch and sends it foul straight back. Mooney starting him off with a slider. Top of 4 in Beloit, the Skycarp lead Peoria 1-0. Wisconsin up 1-0 on South Bend in the third. Lansing beat Great Lakes earlier today 7-4. 0-1 slide piece from Mooney down and away. One ball and one strike here to John Kenzie Noel. Noel resting the bat on his right shoulder. One ball and a strike. Well outside on a slider at 81, now 2-1. Noel entering play, hitting 240, an OPS of 910. 6 doubles to go with his 9 home runs as he chops his foul, now 1-2. Mooney coming in or half with a changeup on Noel. Mooney now from the stretch, tying run at first in Naranjo after the leadoff walk, 2-2. Just missing. Outside on a fastball at 93. I'm sure Mooney liked that spot. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. Mooney here to John Kenzie Noel. Right-hander kicks and fires. Wave and a miss. He got it. Big swing and a miss at a fastball up in the zone at 92. Sean Mooney, the strikeout of John Kenzie Noel. Now Petey Halpin to the bat against Sean Mooney.
Right fielder number 4.
Strikeout number 3 of the day here for Sean. 1 hit, 1 walk. Allowed by the right-hander. Petey Halpin steps in. Left-handed bat. Eases into a big open stance. Resting that bat on his left shoulder. A big leg kick as he takes strike 1 on a slider on the outside corner. Call that the changeup actually there for Mooney on the outer half. 0-1 off the plate on a fastball now. 1 ball and a strike. P. Petey Halpin hitting a .68 on the year. One triple, one home run. Mooney with the glove at the belt. He'll kick and go. This ball blasted into center field, but right at Alaric Soleri, who takes two steps to his right to make the squeeze for out number two. Pretty well-struck baseball there off the bat of Petey Halpin, but Soleri's out there. Two men are down here in the inning, and now Angel Martinez. 288 hitter this season is Martinez. 13,
Angel Martinez.
Angel, 20 years of age, switch hitter. Son of Sandy Martinez. Strike one there from Sean Mooney, starting him out for the fastball at the knees. Angel last year with Lynchburg hit 20 doubles in 97 games, batting .247. No balls and a strike. Martinez fouls it straight back now, 0-2. This season, Martinez 5 doubles, 2 triples, and a homer to go with his .288 average. Been a pretty productive player this year for Lake County. Elbow guard protecting the right elbow. Mooney has him down 0-2, looking for his fourth strikeout of the day. Mooney ready, he'll kick and deal. Bearing a changeup low and outside, no bite by Angel. Count goes to 1-8-2. Naranjo at first, he drew a leadoff walk. Mooney has responded by getting a strikeout and a flyout. Mooney toes the rubber back up. One ball and two strikes here to Angel Martinez. Mooney kicks and nails. Just missed the outside corner. Mooney thought he had it with the slider. He and the entire right side of the Colonels defense started taking 2-3 steps towards their dugout. Two balls and two strikes. Mooney here to Martinez. Right-hander ready. He'll kick and deal. Missing high and outside. With the fastball, Jair checks back to first. Oh, they nearly got Naranjo at first. Sabato slapping the tag on Naranjo's shoulder. Jair likes to pull that move. He'll just kind of slowly, methodically catch the ball and then a no-look flip over to first. Payoff pitch into Martinez. Just misses the outside corner again. Not by much there on the slider. It's a second walk issued here in the inning by Mooney. Now Jair will walk the baseball back out to Sean Mooney. And this is a pretty nice visit here for Camargo. Richard Salazar will join them as well. The Cedar Rapids Colonels pitching coach. Coming out to chat with the Cedar Rapids starter. Mooney with a couple of really, really good sliders that just missed outside. Salazar joining the conversation here between Jair and Mooney. Mooney just missing with a couple of sliders. You like this visit, though, by Jair and Richard, just to maybe say, like, hey, you know, you're throwing some really good pitches here. The changeup has been good today. There's been a lot of depth to it. Slider's been looking good. Let's just get this out. Let's take care of business here. Salazar starting to chat here a little bit with the home plate umpire, Nate Diedrich. Camargo and Diedrich having a conversation. Probably shooting the breeze a little bit as they'll go back to their respective spots. Two down here in the fourth. Two walks in the inning issued by Sean Mooney.
Left fielder, number 32.
So work here against Jonathan Rodriguez. Rodriguez with a 705 OPS this year. He grounded out to second, hitting a rocket to Prado in his first AB. Mooney from the stretch, he kicks and goes. Down and outside, starting him off with a slider. 1-0 from Mooney here to Rodriguez. Sean kicks and fires. There's strike one on the edge. Comeback fastball there at 92. Naranjo at second, Martinez at first. Tying run is out there at second. 1-1 to Rodriguez up high. Camargo bluffs a throw over to first. Martinez scampering back. The count running to 2-1. Bobby Malacky heading down to the Bullpen for Cedar Rapids. 2-1, big swing and a miss there, and a good slider at 81. Two balls and two strikes. Mooney here to Rodriguez. Two balls, two strikes, two down here in the fourth. Right-hander Mooney rocks and goes. Fouled away. Due to get it 2-2. Malachi up in the pen for the Colonels. He's been one of their top firemen this year. He kind of has the feel of a game where Malachi would come in. Have him maybe come into the fifth. Get a couple of innings for the Colonels. 2-2 here from Sean Mooney. Sit down. He freezes Rodriguez with a fastball on the outside corner, and the inning is over. Sean Mooney walks a pair, but he leaves them both to the home half before we go. 1-0. Cedar Rapids on top here in CR.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will...
We're back here in the top half of the, or pardon, the home half of the fourth inning. Cedar Rapids leading the Lake County Captains 1-0. As Jair Camargo will step in to lead things off for Cedar Rapids here in the fourth. Camargo 1-for-1 with a single today, extending his hitting streak to 11 games. He's been on base quite a bit for the Colonels here in the month of May. He's now 8 for his last 20. Right-hander Tanner Bybee will toe up the rubber. Working on Camargo, his first pitch swung on through. And a good curveball at 81, 0-1 here to Camargo. Bobby Malachi is no longer throwing down to the pen for Cedar Rapids, so Mooney might be asked to get the fifth. Sean is at 65 pitches through four. 0-1, Camargo fouls us away. Camargo was acquired alongside Kenta Maeda back in February of 2020. Exchange for Brewster Gratterol, Luke Rayley. And some future considerations. The 0-2, big swing and a miss there by Camargo. Strikes out swinging here for the first down of the fourth. And that'll bring up Seth Gray, who reached on a fielder's choice. Back in the first inning, what otherwise would have been a double down the left field line. Instead, Seth is credited with that fielder's choice. Tanner Bybee. Work here on the Colonel's left-handed hitter. Gray takes ball one up and in. 1-0 here from Bybee. It's pitch number 50 today for the right-hander. Bybee ready to work on Gray. Just low now, 2-0. 85 on that Bybee changeup. We'll look around the rest of the Minnesota Twins organization here today. Twins will play later tonight, 8:40 Central Time. 2-0 up high, ball three now to Seth Gray. Dylan Bundy returns to the rotation for Minnesota as he takes on James Kerplian in the Oakland A's out in Oakland, California. 3-0 from Bybee here to Gray. There's strike one on the outside edge. Three balls and a strike to the dangerous left-handed bat of Seth Gray. Bybee ready. He'll kick and deal on the 3-1. Ball four, high and outside. Seth Gray will draw a one-out walk. Colonels have a man on for Jefferson Morales. Around the rest of the Twins organization on the affiliate side of things, Clearwater defeated Fort Myers 5-4 in a completion of a suspended game back from May 1st. It was an 11-inning game one that they finished up. They're in the ninth now in their second game with Fort Myers leading 5-3 on the road against Clearwater. Quick snap throw over to first. As Naranjo's tag is just a bit late. Gray back in. St. Paul trails Omaha on the road 1-0. Chichi Gonzalez, a pretty good start so far for the St. Paul Saints. Bybee's first pitch here to Morales. Up and in, ball one. 95 on that Bybee fastball. In Wichita, the wind surge trail 2-0. One and oh, another snap throw to first. Gray back in time. One ball and no strikes. Here from Bybee to Jefferson. Big wide stance for Morales. He gets very low. It's a small strike zone that you have to pitch to. One and oh. Called strike one. At the letters there to Jefferson as the count goes to one ball and a strike. Morales from La Victoria, Venezuela. 5'8" catcher, 170 pounds. One and one from Bybee. There goes Gray, swinging a miss by Jefferson. The throw down to second is in time to get Gray. The tag, a good one there by Martinez. Gray is out at second. Four out number two, a caught stealing for Mike Amdidas. 2-4 on that caught stealing as the bases are now empty in a 1-2 pitch. Will be on the way from Bybee to Morales. Bybee ready here on the 1-2. Missing upstairs, now 2-2. Bybee started to walk off the mound. Thought he had strike three there on the slider on the outside corner. Trying to put away Jefferson. 2-2 here from Bybee. Wave and a miss. Morales strikes out. High slider there that Morales was unable to get bat on ball. We'll move along to the top half of five. Still 1-0 Cedar Rapids. Colonels on top here in CR.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Are you a trivia whiz?
Here's a piece of trivia.
Do you think you know baseball inside and out?
No, we got this.
Is history your specialty?
Inconceivable!
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then don't miss the Colonel's Fifth Inning Trivia during the fifth inning of every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Out riddled. I thought you might be Batman.
Test your knowledge and tweet your answers to @CRColonels for a chance to receive a shout-out on the broadcast.
We're back here in the top half of the fifth inning as the Cedar Rapids Colonels lead the Lake County Captains 1-0. Here on the Colonels Baseball Network as well as streaming live on MILB TV. Sean Mooney back on the hill for Cedar Rapids. His first offering a fastball cut on through here by Reynaldo Delgado. 0-1 from Mooney. It is the fifth inning here, which means it's time for the Colonels fifth inning trivia question. You can tweet your answers to us @CRColonels. 0-1. Just missed, not by much there in the inside corner. Count goes to 1-1 here on Raynell Delgado. Today's trivia question is, who was the winning pitcher for Cedar Rapids the last time they hosted Lake County here at Veterans Memorial Stadium? One ball and a strike, just off the plate, now 2-1. Mooney not getting much on either corner here today. Two balls and one strike here on the way from the Cedar Rapids right-hander, Sean Mooney. Big swing and a miss at a fastball inner half there, 91. Two balls and two strikes from the right-hander, Sean Mooney, here to Raynell Delgado. Mooney with a breath, he'll kick and go. Down and low there at 83 on the slider. Again, you can tweet those answers in to us at CR Colonels. We're looking for the winning pitcher for the Colonels the last time that they played Lake County here at home. Payoff pitch. Up high, ball four. Raynell Delgado draws a walk here in the fifth to open up the frame against Sean Mooney. Mooney so far, four innings of work, one hit, three walks, four Ks. 38 strikes on 71 pitches. Mike Amditas will get a chance here for Lake County. Amditas was drafted out of Miami, originally from Boca Raton, Florida. First offering to Amditas is a slider at the knees for strike one. Bobby Malacky will head out to the pen for the Colonels. Once again, as he'll start throwing. No balls and a strike from Mooney here to Amditas. Delgado off of first. The 0-1 fouled back on a fastball at 90. Mooney's velocity not quite where you'd want it to be here today. Kind of hovered in that 90 to 91 range as he gets deeper into this start. Currently at 73 pitches. 0-2 on the way here from Mooney. He'll check over to first, and he throws wildly into the bullpen of Cedar Rapids. Racing a long way to pick it up is Willie Joe. Turning at second is Delgado. He goes into third with a head-first dive. As a two-base error there by Mooney will put Delgado on third. And now with no outs recorded on the board, the tying run is just 90 feet away. First error of the ballgame on Cedar Rapids. He'll bring the infield in here against Amditas. Strikeout would be huge here for Mooney. 0-2. Upstairs, Camargo snaps the throw back to third, and Delgado is back in time. 1-2 the count from Mooney here to Mike Amditas. Malacky warming up in the pen. Connor Cox in the on-deck circle. 1-2. Sit down. He froze him with the slider on the outside edge. Amditas down looking there for out number one here in the fifth. A big strikeout for Mooney. 75th pitch of the day. Mooney now with strikeout number five in the ball game. Connor Cox will step in. It's a really good slider thrown by Mooney. Cox digs in. The right-handed bat for Lake County. 0-1 with a flyout today. First pitch slider knocked down by Jair, who fires his mask into the air and gets into a staring contest with Delgado, who doesn't move back to third. He just stands 3 feet from the bag and stares back at Jair. 1-0 from Mooney here to Cox. Connor Cox out of Long Beach State. 1-0. Just missing, I guess. Actually, they're at the letters for a strike. 1-1 here on Connor Cox. Mooney ready here on the right-handed bat. Fouled back up towards the press box area. Remove the count to 1-2 here from Sean Mooney. One ball, two strikes. Here with one down in the fifth. The top of the order, two up next with Christian Cairo. The infield still drawn in for the Colonels. Here's the 1-2. Grounded towards first, glove by Sabato, who stares down Delgado as he runs it to the bag for out number two. Three and assisted on that ground out, a really good play by Sabato, keeping his eyes there on Delgado at third. Two down here in the fifth, and now Christian Cairo will bat.
Shortstop, number 11, Christian Cairo.
Salazar shows the hat down to the Colonel's dugout, or down to the Colonel's bullpen. Which tells us that that'll be the this will be the last hitter for Sean Mooney here in Christian Cairo. Mooney's first offering fouled away. Mooney manages to get out of this. Talk about his fortitude here. One hit allowed by Mooney here today. 4 2/3 scoreless so far. Here comes the 0-1. Good slider there for strike two. One of the best sliders that he's thrown all day. Lots of break to it. It's a very sweepy slider. 0-2, Mooney here to Christian Cairo. Delgado off a third. Down and away, another good slider. No bite by Cairo as the count runs to 1-2. 1-2, 2 down here in the fifth. Mooney looking for a big third out of the inning to strand Delgado at third. Here comes the 1-2. Sit down, he punches out Cairo. 93 up in the zone. How about Sean Mooney? 5 scoreless innings, 6 strikeouts, just 1 hit allowed. He strands a tying run on third. We'll be back in a bit. Solari, Javier, and Willie Joe when we come back.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
We move along here to the home half of 5 here on the Colonels Baseball Network, as well as streaming on MILB TV. Your Colonels trivia question here in the fifth inning. And you can tweet your answers in to us at CR Colonels. That's at CR Colonels. Who was the winning pitcher the last time that Cedar Rapids faced Lake County here at home? Alex Solari steps in here for Cedar Rapids in a 1-0 ball game as Tanner Bybee rocks and deals. First pitch taken for strike one on the inside corner. 0-1 here to Al Solari. Right-hander Bybee so far through 4 innings of work. Allowed just 1 run. That was on the Willie Joe Gary solo home run. Now Solari scalds a ball into right. That's down for a base hit. Solari stays hot here in the month of May with a base hit out towards right. And now Wander Javier will bat. The man on and none down. How about Solari using the right side of the field? He talked about that with us in the pregame show. Wants to use that side of the field more. 97 off the bat. Therefore, Solari turning around that fastball at 94. Wander Javier digs in here against Tanner Bybee. Wander holding the bat high. Quick check over to first. Back in safely with a head first dive there is Alaric. Solari certainly a threat to run. One of the Colonels, he's 3-for-4 on stolen bases this year. In a 1-run ball game, this would definitely be a spot where you could see Cedar Rapids threaten to run. Wander pops this up a mile high, right side of the infield. Coming in on it is Angel Martinez. He'll get underneath and make the catch there for out number one. There's the first out here of the fifth. Now Willie Joe Gary Jr. digs in. Solari at first here. Willie Joe homered in his last AB. Back in the home half of the third for the first run, and so far the only run of the ball game today. On opposite field with his first long ball here in 2020. Quick snap throw over to first by Bybee. Solari not too far from the bag, and it's an easy head first dive for him back into the bag. Three hits today for the Colonels off of Bybee, who otherwise has been really good. Outside of that lone home run off the bat of Willie Joe. Struck out six. There goes Solari. Willie Joe shows bunt, getting it down back to the mound. That's picked up by Bybee, and he'll throw it out to first for out number two. Goes as a sack bunt. Therefore, Willie Joe Gary Jr., 1-3, moving Solari to second. Willie Joe certainly not thinking to bunt for a sacrifice there with one down. He's trying to lay that down for a single and just pushed it a bit too much towards the mound. Anthony Prado will step in now here for Cedar Rapids. As Prado digs on in. Solari at second. This speed, he could certainly score on a base hit, especially with two outs. Right-hander Bybee, ready here from the stretch. No kick and fire. Up high now, 1-0. One ball and no strikes to Anthony Prado. This season, 24 RBI. Runners in scoring position, batting 344. Very productive run manufacturer and producer this year for the Colonels. 1-0, fouled straight back. John Teague out to grab that baseball. Good night for ball here tonight, despite the clouds being overcast. Sky being overcast here today. A little bit dreary, but any night is a good night for baseball, especially here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 12-game homestand awaits us. This is game one of this 12-game homestand. One ball and one strike from Bybee here to Prado. Ball golfed foul. Off towards the right side as the count runs to 1-2. Bybee has been pretty efficient, 66 pitches so far. That's the mark of a Cal State Fullerton pitcher. Efficiency, work pretty deep into games, usually have a good changeup. We've seen Bybee throw a couple of solid changeups today. One ball and two strikes from Bybee here to Prado. Big swing and a miss. Down goes Prado there on the fastball at 96 up in the zone. And we move along to the top half of six. Colonels still lead 1-0. They leave Solari on after a single. Do up for the captains, Naranjo, Noel, and Halpin right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms.
Hi, fans. This is Bobby Malacky, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Bobby Malacky takes the rubber here for Cedar Rapids in the top half of the sixth. The Sean Mooney's day is done, and oh boy, what a good start it was for Sean Mooney. The first offering here from Malacky. It's called strike one on the inside corner. 0-1 here to the left-handed hitting Joe Naranjo. Malacky rocks and deals on the 0-1. This ball fisted towards shallow center. Back on it is Wander. He dives and he can't reel it in. That'll fall in for a base hit. Little bloop shot off the bat of Naranjo. He has just the second base hit of the game for the Lake County Captains. Now John Kenzie Noel will step in.
Third baseman, number 29, John Kenzie.
Dangerous spot here for Noel to bat. Malacky's going to have to be careful with him. Bobby this year, a 0.59 ERA. Just one earned run allowed and 15 and a third. First offering a fastball upstairs at 93, 1-0. There from Bobby Malacky, pretty good carry on that fastball. He can miss some bats up in the zone with it. 1-0 fouled straight back off the door. That'll roll back to Jair, who makes a nifty stop with his heel. That ball rolled back to him. One ball and a strike here on John Kenzie Noel. 9 home runs this year for the big right-handed bat. 3 of them in his last 5 games. 1-1 upstairs at 92, now 2-1. Malacky has struck out 18. He's walked just 4, over 15 and a third. This is his 10th appearance of the season. 2-0, 3 holds. 2-1, blasted foul off towards the right side. We'll do it now at 2-2. Noel signed back in 2017 from the Dominican Republic. 2-2 here to John Kinsey Noel. Malacky kicks and goes. Sit down. He gets him there on the good slider at 84. Noel going down on strikes. Therefore, the first out here of the sixth. Malacky has been very, very good for the Colonels. Just one earned run in his first 9 appearances of the season. Bobby, of course, is the son of Bob Malacky, the former big league pitcher. Bobby with a glove at the belt. Ready to work here on the left-handed hitting Petey Halpin. Takes strike one. Halpin has flown out twice today. Malacky here from the stretch on the 0-1. Lined foul up towards the captain's dugout. Count goes to 0-2. Bobby's dad, Bob, made 143 appearances at the major league level with Baltimore, Cleveland, Kansas City, and Seattle. No balls and 2 strikes from Bobby Malacky here to help it. Fouled off. Bob Malacky went 14-12 with a 3.74 ERA over an American League leading 36 starts back in 1989. That was with Baltimore. The 0-2. Down and away, Malacky cannot get him to bind at the curveball. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes here to Petey Halpin. Malacky will reset here on the rubber for the Colonels. He's from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. 25 years old. 1-2. Line down the right field line, and that'll roll for a while. It's in for a base hit. Naranjo around second. He's headed for third. Willie Joe into the corner. Naranjo waved around third. Here comes the relay throw by Sabato, and Naranjo falls down. Sabato runs it back to the bag. The tag by Christian is in time for out number 2. What a play there by Sabato, hanging on to the baseball. Naranjo slammed on the brakes really, really late around that third base bang, and he ended up falling. He got back up. Sabato ran him back to the bag and fired a strike to Christian, who turned around towards his left and was still able to find Naranjo to tag him out. It's a double for Petey Halpin. And then Naranjo is out at third, 9-3-5. It's an outfield assist for Willie Joe Gary Jr. Now 2 down here in the sixth and a man on second. That's the tying run for Angel Martinez. First offering from Bobby is a strike at the knees there at 93. Willie Joe Gary Jr. with that outfield assist. A good play there by Sabato on the throw. That's the third outfield assist this year for Willie Joe. Here's a ball floated into left. On comes Jefferson, and his throw will have to go into second. Turning at third and scoring is Halpin. They snap a throw back to first. Martinez back in time. It's an RBI single for Angel Martinez. And just like that, we're tied at 1. Well, quickly, the tide can change. A little duck snort out to left off the bat of Martinez. Halpin scores, and that makes it a 1-1 ball game. As Jonathan Rodriguez will step in against Malacky. That will go as just the fourth lead lost by the Colonels bullpen in now 34 ball games in 2022. First offering here to the right-handed hitting Rodriguez is over for a strike. Malacky starting him off with that slide piece. Martinez off of first after the RBI single. Malacky from the stretch, he kicks and fires. This ball grounded towards short. Diving stop by Wander. He shovels onto second for out number three. What a play by Wander Javier. Diving glove side, reeling it in and having enough wherewithal to get that flip on to Prado for out number three. We move along to the home half of six. Lake County ties it at one, but Colonels are coming to bat. 2-3 and four when we return.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car.
Christian Encarnacio and Strand will step in to lead off the home half of the sixth inning here on the Colonels Baseball Network. We're tied at one here in Cedar Rapids. The captains getting a run back in the top half of six. The first offering to Encarnacio and Strand has popped up a mile high, left side of the infield. Coming in on it, Cairo, and he'll make the squeeze in front of the second base bag for out number one. First out here of the sixth for the right-hander Tanner Bibee. Aaron Sabato will step in. Sabato 0 for 1 today with a walk and a lineout. Hit a ball pretty hard the opposite way. Bibee kicks and goes here on Sabato. Fouled away rather sharply. Off towards the right side. Pretty good part of the lineup to score some runs for the Colonels. 2-3 and 4 in Encarnacio and Strand, Sabato and Camargo. 0-1 now here from Bibee. Righty kicks and goes. Sabato chops his foul. 0-2 here on Sabato. We do have an answer for your Colonels fifth inning trivia question. The winning pitcher the last time that the Colonels faced Lake County here at home was Randy Dobnak. Dobnak threw seven innings for Cedar Rapids back in 2018 on July 16th of 2018. 7 Ks, 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks over 7 innings of work. Sabato lays off the fastball upstairs, now 1-2. It's been a while since the Colonels and Lake County have played one another. Orlando Rodriguez will get loose in the Colonels' pen. Sabato chases a high fastball, tipped into the mitt. 95 there for Bibee as he strikes out Sabato. The second out here, the sixth, and now Jair Camargo. 8 strikeouts today for Bibee. He's allowed just 3 hits, scattering 8 walks, or pardon, 8 strikeouts and 2 walks. Jair Camargo digging in here, 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout today. Tanner Bibee kicks and goes. Camargo with a big swing and a miss there at the slider. Tanner Bibee 0-1. Camargo extended his hitting streak to 11 games. with his first inning single. The 0-1. Big wave and a miss again by Camargo on a slider down and away. Jair joined us pregame. 0-2. Bybee here on the way to Camargo. Caught and a miss. He goes down swinging three times at three. Really good sliders from Bybee. We move along to the seventh. Three up, three down for Bybee. He's up to 9 Ks through six innings of one-run baseball. Delgado, Mdidis, and Cox when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Lake County Captains are tied at one here on MILB TV and streaming live on the Colonels Baseball Network. Bobby Malacky back on the bump here for the Colonels in the seventh. He'll face Raynell Delgado, Mike Mdidis, and Connor Knox. First offering here from Malacky, bunt shown. Pulls back on it and takes ball one up and away. Raynell Delgado today 0 for 1 with a flyout and a walk. Delgado entering play, a 259 hitter. Strike one on the edge. A good change up there by Malacky. Good shape to that pitch. Count goes to 1-1 here on Raynell Delgado. 7-8-9 for Lake County. Big swing and a miss through 93. Now 1-2. Orlando Rodriguez still up in the Colonel's pen. There's a right-hander warming up down in the bullpen for Lake County as well. One ball and two strikes. Malacky kicks and deals. Foul back towards us. It'll land above our press box and then bounce back into a seat in the front row. 1-2 now from Malacky to Delgado. Came about as close as we've had to a ball into the radio booth here this season. Just missed outside. Malacky punches his mitt. Count goes to 2-2. From Malacky to Delgado. Bounce towards first. Glove by Sabato. He'll walk it over to the bag for out number one. Three assisted on that ground out to put away Raynell Delgado. For Lake County, one run on four hits, no errors, and five left aboard. The Colonels with one run on three hits, one error, and they have left on three. Mike Mdidis here for the Lake County Captains, 0 for 2. Fly out and a strikeout. Time is called as a ball rolls in from the Lake County bullpen. John Teague will throw that back down. Bobby Malacky on the rubber here. He'll kick and fire. First offering down and outside. They're on a slider at 83 to Mdidis. Mdidis was called out on strikes in his last at bat. Sean Mooney, a really nice start here today. There's ball two down and in on Mdidis. Mooney worked five innings of scoreless baseball, one hit, three walks. He struck out six. Didn't have his best control of the year, but he made it work. Got outs when he needed to, got strikeouts, especially when he needed to. 2-0 here to Mdidis. His ball three inside from Malacky, not missing by much. Jair looking back into his dugout. We've seen a lot of pitches on the black not get called tonight. Mulacky ready here on the 3-0. There's strike one at the knees. Looked like the cutter there at 86 from Mulacky. Three balls and a strike here on the right-handed hitting Amdidas. A big wave and a miss. And another good cutter, now 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way here from Bobby Mulacky. And time is called by Amdidas prior to the pitch. Here comes a 3-2. Inside ball four. Mulacky walks Amdidas, the eight batter on. Here for Lake County in the seventh. And now Connor Cox will step in. 0 for 2 today with a flyout and a ground out. Cox was a freshman All-American in 2021 at Long Beach State. First team All-Big West. Right-hander Mulacky rocks and goes. This ball tapped foul up the third baseline. 0-1 here to Cox. Down in the bullpen for the captains is Zach Hart, the right-hander. 0-1. This ball grounded through the vacated hole on the right side. Turning it second is Amdidas. He'll hold there as Willie Joe fires at a strike to Wander as the cutoff man. It's a single for Connor Cox. He stays hot, hitting well over 300 over his last five. He has his first base hit today, and now Bobby Mulacky working with two men on. And one down for Cairo, and that'll be it for Bobby Mulacky. Brian Dinkelman pops out of the Colonel's dugout, and Orlando Rodriguez will come into pitch for Cedar Rapids. When we return here on the Colonel's Baseball Network, Mulacky's day is done. Dinkelman will go to Rodriguez, and we'll be back in a bit.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
Hey fans, this is Orlando Rodriguez, and you're listening to the Colonel Baseball Network.
Orlando Rodriguez takes the ball here for Cedar Rapids in the seventh inning, trying to leave a couple of base runners on and pick up his bullpen mate, Bobby Mulacky. Rodriguez, the right-hander from St. Thomas University down in Miami Gardens, Florida. He was born in Cuba, and his family managed to make it to the United States when he was a kid. Attended high school down in Florida. Carved out a really, really good collegiate career at St. Thomas University and Broward College. And now here he's pitching in the professional ranks with the Minnesota Twins system. Rodriguez this year, three scoreless appearances. Four innings of work, seven Ks, three walks. Two men on here against Rodriguez. First offering to Cairo is a filthy curveball over for strike one. The Cairo ducked away from. Rodriguez goes fastball, changeup, slider, and a curve. He'll mix in a four-seam and a two-seam fastball. The 0-1 here from Rodriguez. Down and outside, a good block there by Jair Camargo. Count goes to 1-1. Big spot here for Rodriguez to try and keep this a tie game. We're tied at one here in the seventh. One ball and one strike. Rodriguez here to Cairo. Orlando ready. He'll kick and go. Ball lifted foul off towards the right side. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette wrote a really, really nice piece on Orlando Rodriguez last week. Definitely worth a a look to see just the journey that Orlando has taken to get to this spot. The 26-year-old right-hander. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez here to Cairo. Orlando kicks and deals. Down and away there on the slider at 80. Now 2-2. Cairo is the son of former big leaguer Miguel Cairo. Season 5 hits and 58 at bat centering play. He's 0 for 3 today with 3 strikeouts. Rodriguez ready here on the 2-2. Got him looking on the inside corner. A filthy curveball. And there's a big out number 2 for Orlando Rodriguez. Knocking down that inside corner with the hook. A front door breaking ball. Strikes out Cairo there for the second out of the 7th. And here's Joe Naranjo. Naranjo drafted in the 3rd round back in 2019 out of high school. Naranjo digs in. Last year, a 235 hitter for Lake County. First offering down and away there on the curve. It's 77. Rodriguez spins it really well. His curveball and slider, both with plenty of good action to them. Amditas off of second. Cox at first. Here comes the 1-0 from Orlando. Downstairs. Quick snap throw back to second by Jair. Not in time. Count goes to 2-0. Throw out a new baseball here to Orlando. That was the changeup that he couldn't get Naranjo to chase at. Last year, Naranjo played 109 games with Lake County. 13 doubles. 6 home runs. He drove in 50. 2-0 here from Orlando. Ball lifted high out towards right field. Willie Joe racing back towards the wall, and he'll make the grab. Crossing onto the warning track for out number 3. Orlando Rodriguez strands a pair. We are still tied at 1 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. We move to the home half of 7. Time to stretch. Gray, Morales, and Soleri when we come back.
The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a 3rd year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information. Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seth Gray will lead us off here in the home half of the 7th inning. Cedar Rapids and Lake County are all tied at 1 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Now on to pitch for the Lake County Captains is Zach Hart, wearing number 47 here today. As looks like there's a lineup card. Just to confirm here with our umpires, Brian Dinkelman will pop out and he'll ask, hey, there's no 47 on this lineup card. Zach Hart on the lineup card. I wonder if he was written as 9 or 47. On the roster, he's listed at number 9. Greg DiCenzo, the manager for Lake County, came out to confirm with the home plate umpire that, hey, yep, that is Zach Hart. So Hart comes on for the Lake County Captains. This year, he's made 3 appearances out of the bullpen, 4 1/3 innings of four and a third innings of work, 1 run on 1 hit, 4 walks and 6 strikeouts here for Zach Hart. Last season he pitched with Lynchburg, Carolina League, 30 appearances. He went 8-2 with a 3.35 ERA, primarily out of the bullpen. Ball 1 low on Seth Gray. And a slider from the right-hander Zach Hart. Ready, he'll kick and go. Strike one on the outside edge. 2019 10th rounder from Franklin Pierce College. Hart ready here. He's from Hartford, Connecticut. Big swing and a miss now, 1-2. Here to Seth Gray, 95 on that hard fastball. Hart struck out 105 over 75 and a third last year. 45 walks, but 55 hits. 1-2, swing and a miss. Down goes Gray. He strikes out swinging here against the right-hander Hart. 95 up in the zone, puts away the Colonel's fifth hitter. And now Jefferson Morales, 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Morales, the right-handed bat for Cedar Rapids, digging in. Mel Consejo, Venezuela. Ball one up and in on that slider from Zach Hart. Gray, Morales, and Soleri tied at one here in the home half of seven for Cedar Rapids. 1-0 foul back now, one ball and one strike. Morales saw a pitch that he wanted there. Frustratedly turning back around after fouling that bat. He was an organization all-star by MILB.com last year. 1-1 flipped foul by Jefferson. Now 1-2. Morales this year, four multi-hit games. He's had a really good month of May and 940 OPS here in the month. 1-2, big swing and a miss, and down goes Morales for out number two. Back-to-back punch-outs for Hart. Now Alaric Soleri here for Cedar Rapids. 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single today. Soleri will step in here against the right-hander Hart. Soleri has the average, continuing to climb. It's up to 181 now this season. Ball one low and outside on the curveball there from Zach Hart. Soleri drafted out of the University of Tennessee. He was the Twins' second-round pick in 2020. Big swing and a miss at a high fastball now, 1-1. Soleri spent 2 years at Tennessee, before that one season at San Jacinto North. Junior college down to Texas, 1-1, half swing. Yes, he did. Says our home plate umpires, the count goes to 1-2. Looks like the Colonel's bullpen is about to become active. Charles Mack and Mark Moriarty heading down. We'll see which pitcher joins them shortly. 1-2 here on Soleri. Wave and a miss. Hart strikes out the side here in the seventh as we move along to the eighth. Tied at one here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Noel Halpin and Martinez when we return.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
We move along to the top half of the eighth inning here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It'll be John Kenzie, Noel, Petey Halpin, and Angel Martinez. Here in the top half of the eighth to face Orlando Rodriguez. Andrew Cabezas begins to throw down in the Colonel's bullpen. First offering to Noel, draws a big swing and a miss at a fastball up in the zone at 91. John Kinsey, Noel, 9 home runs this season. Very intimidating right-handed bat, the 0-1. Ball booped into center field. On comes Solari, and he'll make the grab for out number one. Noel might have lost that bat as well, as like that bat might have a crack in it. Alex Solari making the play out there at center here for the first down to the eighth. The big out number one recorded for Rodriguez. Now Petey Halpin will bat for the Wake County Captains. Halpin, the left-handed bat. Strike one on the outside edge. Good curveball there to start things off for Orlando Rodriguez. Halpin is the youngest player on the Captains this year. 0-1, bunted at towards third. Here's Christian. He'll barehand fire to first in time for out number two. What a play by Christian Encarnacion Strand. You saw him lining that up, going to the barehand and firing a laser, a missile onto first base. That is a big-time play by the Colonel's third baseman. Petey Halpin with good speed, the barehand, the sling. What a throw there by Encarnacion Strand. Now Angel Martinez will bat for the Captains. Encarnacion Strand with a great play there at third. He's made some pretty nifty plays over there at the hot corner. First pitch, a big swing to miss there at 92. Rodriguez with that high carry fastball. First strike one. Martinez will step out, readjust the batting gloves. Cabezas up in the Colonel's pen. He'd likely get the ninth. We're in the eighth here with two down. The 0-1 from Rodriguez. Down and outside there in the curveball now, 1-1. Martinez will toss that baseball away. Angel last year hit 241 in 97 games with Lynchburg. 7 home runs, 13 steals. 1 ball and a strike. Waving a foul off the mid of Camargo. 1-2 now from Orlando Rodriguez. Lake County had a great start from Tanner Bybee. 5 2/3. I think it's 6 innings of work. 9 punch outs for Bybee. 1-2 here to Angel Martinez. Rodriguez kicks and fires. Chopped foul up towards the Colonel's dugout. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 away here in the eighth. Angel digging back in. 2 for 2 today. He's been on base all 3 times. A double, a walk, and a single. Rodriguez kicks and goes. Just missed inside at 93. Trying to shoot that inside corner there, Rodriguez. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rodriguez here to Angel Martinez. Fouled away. What a battle here. This will be the 7th pitch of the plate appearance. Rodriguez towing up the rubber, peering on in. Camargo sending out the sign. Here comes the 2-2 from Orlando. Just missing the outside corner on the curve at 78. Rodriguez liked that spot. His count runs full here to Martinez. Jonathan Rodriguez in the on-deck circle. Payoff pitch here from Orlando. Off the plate, ball 4. Couldn't get that curveball to clip the outside corner. Martinez draws the walk. The man on first, that's the go-ahead run for Lake County. Jonathan Rodriguez will bat this season. Rodriguez entering play, hitting 247. 6 extra base hits, 2 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs for Jonathan Rodriguez. Looks like his pocket came out. We'll have to tuck the pocket back in. Rodriguez now ready here to face Jonathan Rodriguez. Down and away, ball 1 on the slider there from Orlando. Rodriguez was drafted in the third round back in 2017 out of the Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy. 1-0. Called strike one there in the knees. Jonathan is from Toa Baja, Puerto Rico. 6'3", right-handed bat. Somewhat closed stance. One ball and a strike. Orlando check over to first. Sabato does not apply the tag. He had to pick it out of the dirt. It's on Angel Martinez back in time. Raynel Delgado on deck for the captains. One ball and a strike here to Rodriguez. Breaking ball fouled back. A good slider there from Orlando. Count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez looking to put the finishing touches on things here in the eighth. One ball and two strikes here in the way from Orlando Rodriguez. Runner on first, moving pitch, misses inside, throw down to second by Jair. Is airmailed into center. Alaric will pump fake as Martinez slams on the brakes and turns back to second. Stolen base for Angel Martinez. Ball will go back to Orlando Rodriguez as he'll have to refocus in on the hitter, Jonathan Rodriguez. Two and two. Here from Rodriguez. Orlando ready. He'll kick and fire. Chopped foul. Ends up right at the feet of Jonathan Rodriguez. 2-2, Rodriguez to Rodriguez. Jair Camargo tosses a new baseball out to the mound for Orlando. Go-ahead run is at second. That is Angel Martinez. Two balls and two strikes here from Orlando with Cabezas ready in the bullpen. Chopped foul up towards the Lake County dugout. Keep things tied here at one. Count at 2-2. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance from Orlando Rodriguez to Jonathan Rodriguez. Two down, top of eight, two balls and two strikes. Orlando with the breath, he'll kick and go. Way outside on a fastball at 93. Trying to reach back and just blow it past Jonathan. The bottom of the eighth for the Colonels, it'll be Javier, Gary Jr., and Prado. Payoff pitch here from Orlando Rodriguez. Colonels righty, rocks and deals. Sit down, he got him on the slider down and away. And we move along to the home half of eight. How about Orlando Rodriguez leaving the go-ahead run on base in both of his innings that he's worked here tonight for the Colonels. Rodriguez, 1 2/3, two Ks, one walk. Javier to lead us off when we come back in the home half of eight.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Baby, fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Bottom half of eight for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Zach Hart back out there on the mound here for the Lake County Captains. Wander Javier will lead us off here in the home half of eight. Javier, Gary Jr., and Prado to finish the right-hander Hart. There's strike one on the inside corner from the right-hander Hart. Good pitcher's duel here today between Moody and Bybee. It'll be up to the bullpens here, though, the rest of the way. The 0-1 down and away, one ball and a strike. The Colonel, Sean Mooney, he went five scoreless, one hit, three walks, six strikeouts. Tanner Bybee, six innings, three hits, one run, two walks in nine Ks. 1-1, big swing and a miss at a fastball there by Wander, now 1-2. Zach Hart ready here, he'll kick and fire on the 1-2. Wander flips this foul. Go again here at one ball and two strikes. Javier, Gary Jr., and Prado for the Colonels here in the eighth. Hart ready, he'll rock and go. Fouled back by Javier. Count staying here at one ball and two strikes. Javier with three home runs this season. He had a two-home run game in Peoria last week. 12 runs batted in for Wander. He scored 14. Lays off the slider down and away now 2-2. Willie Joe awaits in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. Hart ready here. Two balls and two strikes on the way to Wander Javier. Fouled back. Do it again at 2-2. Wander with a good plate appearance here for the Colonels. He has seen seven pitches here. To be the eighth. On the way from the right-hander, Zach Hart. Righty kicks in, goes. Called strike three. Wander knew it. Taking that changeup on the outside corner. There's the first down of the eighth, and now Willie Joe Gary Jr. 1-for-1 with a solo home run and a sacrifice bunt today. Willie Joe has the average up to 184. 10 extra base hits this year for Gary Jr. as Lake County plays him to pull. First offering dropped over for strike one. Curveball there from Hart at 80 on the outside corner. Cabezas heads back out to the bullpen for Cedar Rapids. 0-1 swung on and fouled into the mitt of Amditas. Now 0-2. Left-hander begins to move around down to the bullpen for Lake County. Willie Joe readjusts the batting gloves here. 7, 8, and 9 due up for Lake County. 0-2, just low there on Willie Joe. Curveball at 83 there from the right-hander Hart. One ball and two strikes. Willie Joe lifts us into the air left side, slicing foul. Count stays here at 1-2 from Hart to Willie Joe Gary Jr. Crowd here tonight on a Tuesday evening in Cedar Rapids. 1-2. Half swing. Yes, he did, says our home plate umpire. Willie Joe strikes out swinging for the first out here of the eight, or the second out here of the eight. That'll bring up Anthony Prado. 0-for-3. A couple of strikeouts today for the Colonels leadoff man.
Second baseman, number one, Anthony
Prado. Prado can certainly do damage with a swing. This is a big at bat for Hart to work through. Here in the home half of eight. Ball one low and outside to Anthony Prado. Hart, the tall right-hander. Peering in, he'll kick and fire. Up high. Now 2-0 here on Anthony. 27 pitches, 19 strikes for Hart. Cabezas is up in the Colonel's pen. He might get the ninth. 2-0, big swing and a miss. That was a untie this game type of swing by Anthony Prado. Count goes to 2-1 here from the right-hander Hart. Closed off stance for Anthony. Comes a 2-1. Called strike two on the inside corner at 93. Two balls, two strikes, two down here in the home half of eight. Hart ready. He'll kick and deal on the 2-2. Up high, ball three. 95 on that fastball from Hart. Cubez disappears, ready down in the Colonel's pen. Payoff pitch now from Hart. Prado fouls it away. Prado can reach. It would bring up a hero kind of moment for Christian Encarnacio and Strand. Prado's got good wheels as well. You could see him potentially try and run. He's got to get on base first, though. Here's the payoff pitch. Big swing and a miss. Down goes Prado, and down go the Colonels. Six up, six down for Zach Hart here in relief for Lake County. We'll be back top of nine, tied at one. Delgado, Amditas, and Cox when we come back, 7, 8, and 9 for Lake County.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit.
The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is Andrew Cabezas, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids will hand the ball off to Andrew Cabezas here in the top half of the ninth inning as he'll take the ball from Orlando Rodriguez. Cabezas to face 7, 8, and 9 for Lake County, that being Delgado, Amditas, and Cox. Cabezas this year for Cedar Rapids, the 5'10 right-hander, has pitched in 7 games. 12 and a third innings of work, just 7 earned runs, 5.11 ERA for Cabezas. 20 strikeouts, just 2 walks for Andrew. He has been dominant over his last 5 appearances. 9 innings, just 1 run. 13 strikeouts, 1 walk, and 5 hits for Cabezas. Cabezas, the 18th rounder of the Minnesota Twins back in 2018. Drafted out of the University of Miami, where he was one of the top firemen in all of Division I. Cabezas in a big leverage spot here in the ninth in a 1-1 ball game. He misses. Just low, they're on a changeup at 81 miles an hour to Raynel Delgado. Delgado today 0-for-2, fly out, a walk, and a ground out. 1-0, called strike one on the outside edge. Good changeup there for Cabezas. One ball, one strike. Cabezas working here on Delgado. Slider misses low and away now, 2-1 on Raynel Delgado. 7, 8, 9, a big, big inning here for Cabezas to try and get the Colonels through another scoreless inning. Send us to the bottom of the ninth, tied at 1. Lefty up in the pen for the captains. There's strike 2 at the knees. Comeback sinker at 91 from Cabezas. 2 balls and 2 strikes here on the way to Raynel Delgado. Slider tapped foul. Count stays at 2-2. Cabezas this year for the Colonels has induced ground balls at a pretty good rate, 46%. Balls in play against him have been on the ground. 2 balls, 2 strikes here on the way from Cabezas to Delgado. Right-hander rocks and deals. Sit down. He freezes him with the backdoor slider for out number 1. Big punch out there for Cabezas to open up the ninth inning. Now he'll face Mike Amditas. Cabezas continues to impress here in relief for the Colonels. The last time Cedar Rapids played Lake County was in 2019. That was on the road in East Lake. Andrew Cabezas had a start in that series and threw very, very well for the Colonels. First pitch slider popped up left side. That'll track out of play. Cardacio and Strand to watch that get out of play as the count goes to 0-1. Here on Mike Imbidas. Colonels would love a walk-off winner tonight. No balls and a strike. Cabezas here to Imbidas. Andrew ready, he'll kick and go. Just missing the outside corner of the slider there at 81. Imbidas doing a good job of tracking that pitch all the way across the zone. As we mentioned, a lefty up in the bullpen for Lake County. Might be LeBeau. There's strike two in the edge. Cabezas showing some confidence in that changeup, throwing it right on right and hitting the outside corner here against Imbidas. 1-2, Andrew Cabezas here from the stretch. Jair sets up outside, just missed the black there at 92. Count runs even now on Imbidas at 2-2. It'll likely be LeBeau down in the pen for Lake County. 2-2 here from Cabezas. Slider tipped off of Camargo. Go get it, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Cabezas has pitched in plenty of big spots like this before. The 2-2. Bounce towards short. Here's Wander on the run. He boots it, and he will have no play. He does try throwing it to first, and that was a lot closer than I'm sure many thought it would be. Wander showing off his arm strength, but that will be an error on Javier as Imbidas reaches on that bouncer to short. And now Cabezas will have to work with a man on first and one down. That is the go-ahead run at first base as Connor Cox will step in. Cox, 1-for-3, singled in his last at bat. Cabezas working here from the stretch after that error. This ball grounded foul up the third base line. 0-1 here on the way to Cox. 0-1. Connor Cox has been swinging a pretty good stick lately. 385 average, 5-for-13 as he grounds this through the hole on the right side. And that will advance the runner 90 feet. Willie Jones comes up throwing, and it's a good one into the infield. Connor Cox with that single through the right side, and just like that, Lake County is in business. And with one away in the ninth as the order turns back around for Christian Cairo. And it looks like Lake County is going to pinch run for Imbidas. DeCenzo calling to his dugout. Corey Holland will come in and run for Imbidas here in the ninth. So Holland out there at second base now for Lake County. Holland has scored 3 runs this season. And now Richard Salazar will take a long, slow walk down to the mound here for Cedar Rapids. Denny Bentley, the Colonel's closer, will head out to the bullpen. I think that tells you right here that the Colonels see this as a very winnable game right now. Using Bentley, potentially anyway, using Bentley here in this ball game as he'll start warming him up down in the pen. Conversation for Richard Salazar here. Sure, his message to Cabezas is pretty simple here. Look, let's take care of business here. This guy, Cairo, love to get him to ground into a double play. He's got some good speed, though. It would be tough. Big moment here for Cabezas and the Colonels in the series opener here on a Tuesday night in Cedar Rapids. Cairo will step in. Colonels use that mound visit. Salazar back to the dugout for Cedar Rapids. Holland off a second as the pinch runner. Cox is at first after the single. Both runners very important here in a 1-1 game in the top of the ninth with one down. First pitch slider down and away to Cairo for ball one. Camargo with a good block. Jair snapping a throw back to the mound. Bentley warming up in the pen there for Cedar Rapids, their lefty. 1-0 here from Cabezas. Slider grounded towards the left side, off of Encarnacion Strand, and that'll bleed towards shallow left center. Turning at third is Holland. He will score as the throw goes into Camargo. He knocks it down. Cabezas will cover home, and a wild error. Quick snap throw back to third with Morales covering from left, and back in safely there is Cox. That'll be another fielding error here on the Colonels in the ninth. This one on Encarnacion Strand as it allows Holland to score from second on a ball that barely left the infield. Holland scoring, Cox to third, and going to second on the play is Cairo. It's now 2-1 Lake County here in the ninth with one down, and Joe Naranjo will step in. Naranjo digging in, one down, two men out there, both in scoring position as the infield comes in. Ball one down and in, down and away on Naranjo. It's like an infield single for Cairo. 1-0 downstairs now, 2-0 here to Naranjo. Two balls, no strikes, one down here in the ninth. Right-hander Cabezas. From the stretch, kicks and goes. Now this ball sent out towards left, fairly deep. Back on it, Jefferson. He's looking up, and that ball is gone. Joe Naranjo with a three-run homer out to left field, going the opposite way, and Lake County leads Cedar Rapids 5-1. How quickly this game just turned on its head. Naranjo with a three-run homer. And for the Lake County first baseman, that is his sixth home run of the season. RBI number 18, 19, and 20. Now John Kenzie Noel will step in against Cabezas. Bentley might be, I don't know if you'd bring in Bentley now into this spot at all. First offering to Noel popped up, and that'll get out of play. Now here the Colonels are just looking for Cabezas to get them through this ninth inning. Oh, and one here from Cabezas. Down and outside now, one ball and a strike. No error on Encarnacion Strand on that play. There's strike one, strike two. To Noel. One ball, two strikes, called strike three. Down goes Noel there, taking a slider for out number two. Cabezas gets a big punch out, and now Petey Halpin will step in for the Lake County Captains. Halpin one for four, a double, two flyouts and a ground out today. Colonels have sat down Bentley as Tyler Palm will begin to throw down in the pen. Strike one on the outside corner from Cabezas to Halpin. No balls and a strike here from Cabezas. Chop towards second. This is Prado. He'll take it on a knee, gather and throw onto first for out number three. But the Lake County Captains get four in the ninth. We move on to the home half. Colonels trailing by four. Encarnacion Strand, Sabato, and Camargo when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Christian Encarnacion Strand, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Christian Encarnacion Strand will step in here for the Colonels in the bottom half of the ninth inning as he'll face Randy LeBeau. LeBeau, the southpaw for the Lake County Captains, coming out here for the bottom half of the ninth. He'll be in to pitch here. The Colonels down 5-1, a four spot in the ninth put together there by the Lake County Captains. An error by Wander Javier, then a really funky infield single. Deflected off of Encarnacion Strand and kept that inning moving. Brought in the go-ahead run. The first pitch here to Encarnacion Strand is fouled away. 0-1 here to Christian. The left-hander, Randy LeBeau. Southpaw kicks and goes. Encarnacion Strand bounces it foul behind him, behind the new catcher into the ballgame for the Lake County Captains. Looks like that might be Ramirez behind the plate for Lake County. 0-2 downstairs. Now 1-2 here on Encarnacion Strand. Encarnacion Strand 0-3 today with a couple of flyouts and a strikeout. One ball, two strikes. LeBeau here from the full. Kicks and deals. Wave and a miss. Encarnacion Strand strikes out on the high fastball. There's the first down here of the night.
First baseman, number 23, Aaron Sabato.
Aaron Sabato digs in, 0-2. A walk, a line out, and a strikeout. He was ruled that he missed third base back in the first inning on a what would have been a double. That of Seth Gray. Now Sabato scalds one in the left center field alley. Pass to diving Cairo. It'll be cut off in left by Rodriguez, and Sabato will turn back to first with a rocket single. 111 miles an hour off the bat of Aaron Sabato on that single. And in the left, that was a bullet off of Sabato's bat. He's aboard now. One down in the ninth, 1-3. Sabato off of first here for Cedar Rapids. Camargo at the plate. LeBeau rocks and goes. That misses high and outside to Camargo. One ball and no strikes here from Randy LeBeau to Jair Camargo. Southpaw ready. He kicks and goes. Jair takes strike one on the outside corner. Prior to that Aaron Sabato single, the Colonels had struck out in order. Nine straight strikeouts for Lake County pitchers. One ball and one strike from LeBeau here to Camargo. Southpaw peeks over at Sabato, kicks and fires. Down and outside now, 2-1 on Camargo. Two balls, one strike, one away here in the home half of nine. LeBeau ready here from the stretch. He'll take a breath. Looks to first. Now he kicks and fires. Camargo swings through a very good changeup. And from the southpaw, LeBeau. Two balls, two strikes. LeBeau this year, 2-1 with a 4.05 ERA and eight appearances. Two balls and two strikes here from the lefty. Ready, kicks and deals. Up high. 3-2. Payoff pitch. LeBeau here to Camargo. Randy rocks and deals. Swing and a miss. Down goes Camargo. Seth Gray now here for the Colonels, presenting their last chance. Gray is 0-2 with a walk and a strikeout today. 5-1 Lake County. Here in the home half of the ninth. LeBeau from the stretch. Look over to first. Sabato there off the bag. There's a called strike one on the outside corner. There to Gray as the count goes to 0-1. Breaking ball there by LeBeau. Colonels are 5-1 in series openers this year. That's looking like it may fall to 5-2. The 0-1. Another breaking ball, just misses outside. Now one ball and one strike. Tanner Bybee was fantastic today for Lake County, as was Sean Mooney for the Colonels. Some defensive miscues in the ninth. One ball and one strike from LeBeau here to Gray. Fouled straight back now, 1-2. Colonels are down to their final strike. Each of the last 10 Colonels outs have been strikeouts. One ball, two strikes. LeBeau ready here on Seth Gray. Sabato off the first base bag for Cedar Rapids. LeBeau kicks and deals. Gray swings and misses at the breaking ball, and that will do it. The Colonels fall here tonight in disappointing fashion, 5-1. The final score, Lake County, 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors and 8 left on. Cedar Rapids, 1 run on 4 hits, 2 errors, and they leave on 4. Lake County with 4 runs in the 9th on some defensive miscues, and that will do it. That'll do it for this ball game here tonight. The Colonels falling 5-1. They fall to 25-10 in the 2022 season. Lake County improving to 15-18. Colonels' 2-game winning streak is snapped, as is the Lake County's 2-game losing skid. We'll be back in a bit with your Colonels' post-game report. Once again, Cedar Rapids falls 5-1 at the hands of Lake County here this evening.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022. Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Cedar Rapids falls tonight here at the hands of the Lake County Captains in game one of the 6-game series. The homestand starts off on a sour note for Cedar Rapids as they fall 5-1 here to Lake County. 5 runs on 8 hits, no errors and 8 left on for Lake County. 1 run on 4 hits, 2 errors, and 4 left on for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here tonight. Tough one for the Colonels to swallow. The winning pitcher is Zach Hart as he improves to 2-1. Cabezas hit with a loss, falling to 1-2. Bobby Malacky with a blown save here tonight for the Colonels. On the scoring side of things, Cedar Rapids nearly had a run back in the first as Seth Gray laced a ball down the left field line with Sabato on second and Camargo on first. Gray ended up at second, Camargo at third, and Sabato had crossed home, but it was ruled after a mound visit that Sabato didn't touch third. The captain's appeal, and they got the out charged there at third base. So that gave no score through one. The Colonels would get on the board first a little bit later on in the third as Willie Joe Gary Jr. hit a solo shot out to left. Then Lake County tied the game up in the sixth with a bloop single off of Bobby Malacky that brought home a run. The Captains then plated four runs off of Andrew Cabezas with the help of some defensive miscues by the Colonels in the ninth inning. Not a pretty ninth for Cedar Rapids, that is for sure here tonight. Also, the Colonels at the plate really, really struggled to finish things out. Their final 11 outs this evening were strikeouts at the plate. Not a pretty night, and in fact, 12 of their last 13 outs were by strike three here this evening. Colonels struggling here in the series opener. On the pitching side of things, it was a pretty good matchup. Sean Mooney, five scoreless innings, one hit, three walks, six strikeouts today. Then the right-hander for Lake County, Tanner Bybee, was absolutely outstanding as well, going six innings of three-hit, one-run baseball, two walks, and nine strikeouts tonight for Bybee. He was very, very good for Lake County. Neither starter, though, gets a decision. It'll be Zach Hart earning the win in relief, improving to 2-1. Cabezas taking the loss, falling to 1-2 here on the season. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 172 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 172 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. A look around the rest of the Midwest League here tonight. Fort Wayne defeated West Michigan 5-4 this evening. Quad Cities 8-7 over Dayton. Peoria took care of business over Beloit 5-2 the final there. Wisconsin did win here this evening 3-1 the final over South Bend. And for Wisconsin, that ended up putting them now just one game behind the Colonels here in the West Division standings. Lansing defeating Great Lakes 7-4 here this evening. The Colonels fall 5-1. They fall to 24-10 on the season. Lake County improving to 15-18 here in 2022. For Cedar Rapids, Aaron Sabato goes 1-for-3 with a walk. Jair Camargo 1-for-4. Willie Joe Gary Jr. 1-for-2 today with a solo home run and a sack bunt for the Colonels lineup. We'll be back at it tomorrow. It'll be a Copa night here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will wear their Cinco Estaciones de Cedar Rapids jerseys as the Colonels left-hander Aaron Rozak takes the mound against Captain's right-hander Aaron Davenport. 6:35 p.m. first pitch here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'll have the Colonels leadoff show for you at right around 6:05 p.m. tomorrow night. Once again, the Colonels fall here in the homestand opener, 5-1 here to Lake County. Just four hits for the Colonels. They strike out plenty here today and commit some poor defensive miscues in the ninth to give Lake County a four spot. And with that, that will wrap things up. Colonels falling 5-1. They fall to 24-10 on the season. Lake County improving to 15-18. The winning pitcher again is Zach Hart. He improves to 2-1. The loss hit to Andrew Cabezas as he falls to 1-2. There in 2022. From Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody, and we will talk to you tomorrow night on Copa Night here at Veterans Memorial Stadium.